Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new world. 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 Yo, celebrate the new life. New ways to make money. New ways to break dummies. Boys, they name it, take money. Computers ain't that smart. Whatever man built could be taken apart. Anything new can get old. Like dudes started rocking platinum. Some stopped wearing gold. Solar energized rides. No steering wheel, tell it how to drive. No propellers in the sky. Airplanes like mini rockets. Waiting lists for the rich to get tickets to visit Mars. While the poor people starve, computers taking over their jobs, a man's forced to live off land. Now it's back to the caveman era, when we made fire by two sticks rubbing together. The truth is, many are too scared of new data. America online, cut off, see you later.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending, new life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way you're living. Cash is the past, a new way you're spending. New life for man, children and women.
Yo, the new Mike Tyson's, Roy Jones, Bill Clinton's the new JFK, without the hole in his dome. The new Don Trump is Bill Gates, not because his occupation, it's cause we respect his cake. A cake meaning stock, net gross. Young kids step it up, go for the most. New cameras and police cars taking pictures. New hustlers getting new street figures. And U.S. embassies overseas. Almost every foreign country's under siege. Covertly starting wars. CIA, Navy SEALs commit larcenies that be worth over mills. Oil in the earth spills. Girls blow their body up, birth control pills. Africans pick diamonds out of dark caves. Then we wear it on our necks just so we can light up the stage.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Past is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women.
Say goodbye to the brainwashed. Say goodbye to the young kids who not smart. Say goodbye to the toasters and Pop-Tarts. Yo, it's real. Swallow a little pill, it's a full-course meal. Say hello to the one world. Say hello to the sky. Something's out there watching you and I. More enticing than Star Trek. Star Trek phones. Your genes and DNA is used to make clones. You got CD-ROM. Everything operates by computers. Then what happens when circuit breaks? Y2K's the big scare. Scientists say we ain't prepared. What I feel is contrary. Alexander Graham Bell made telephones, yes. But now we request for your email address. I might be old-fashioned, stuck in my ways, but nothing make me more happier than seeing today.
Yo, welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. Life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. New life for man, children and women. Welcome to the new world, new beginning, a new way to play, a new way of living. Cash is the past, a new way of spending. A new life for man, children and women.
It's a new world. It's a new world.
All right, ladies and gents, brothers and sisters, I'm your host, Brother D. Welcome to Boogie Nights in the Basement, Basement Boogie, Blog Talk Radio, for the beginning of the month, September 4th, 2021. And I'd like to thank everybody that's joining us tonight who plans to call in and listen to on the internet. And I know it's been a while, but it's good to be back. So before I bring on our co-host, tonight's topic is going to be Generation Alpha, the last humans. So we're just going to sit back, relax, you know, have a good show tonight, kick it a little bit, play some music, listen to the information, you know. But I got to put this PSA out real quick now. You know, we're going to respect each other's opinions tonight, you know, when we start taking calls. And so we're not going to try and get into any arguments, intellectual debates, anything like that, okay? So we just got to be cool, You know, like I said, let Brother Thomas do his thing, put the information out there, respect each other. And we're going to have a good time tonight. So, otherwise than that, Brother Thomas, how you doing tonight, bro?
Can you, brother?
Yeah, you can hear me? Breaking up just a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Perfect, perfect. I was just putting my headset in. What's good, Brother D? How's it going, brother?
Man, I ain't got no complaints, man. It's all good.
Oh, man.
What's going
That's
on?
Cool.
What's going on with you?
Man, we had a hell of a week here, brother. Like I was telling you, I saw more water.
Uh-huh.
I live on an island, and I saw more water than I see every day. It was just ridiculous, man. The rainstorm that hit New York was epic, bro. Epic, man. They never saw anything like it. Flooded the subways. The trains just started working again today. It was just terrible, bro. Terrible.
Somebody in the family mentioned that the other day, and it's funny because it's not funny, but I guess all the focus was on Hurricane Ida, and like I said, on my end where I at, I didn't really get too much information about what happened up in New York. Man, that's not good.
Well, Hurricane Ida was what hit New York. It hit Louisiana, and then it came up the Mississippi River. It was so powerful, it made the Mississippi River turn the other way where it was going at. It started flowing the opposite direction. People was like, they never saw that, and then it hit New York, man. And it wasn't no real wind, like a hurricane wind. It was just a massive amount of water. It was like, you know how you hear the rain hitting your air conditioner or something, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's raining outside. This was like someone was just pouring a bucket continuously on the air conditioner. It was like, what the hell type of rain is this? It was, couldn't go outside with an umbrella, without an umbrella. It just didn't matter, bro. Go on, Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, was there a specific number of deaths or whatever causing from that, or?
It was like 12 deaths between New York and New Jersey. It was massive blackouts.
Okay.
A few people in Queens died because they were I guess they tried to drive through a puddle and their cars got stuck because it was more water than they thought. And then as the night rose, that water kept rising. Rose almost 2 feet within 30 minutes, and they ended up not able to open their car doors, and they lost all the electrical power because everything was wet, so they drowned in their car. It was a mother and a son drowned in their car, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Sad way to go out.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't lying. Wow.
Yeah. Never seen anything it in New York, bro. But, yeah, it's the times we're in, man. They want to convince us that this is global warming and they're not doing this. But, we all know otherwise.
Right,
man.
Right.
We all know otherwise, man. You got anything in the news on your end?
Well, I mean, pretty much, because we, just to let the family know that we're kind of a lot of us on this group chat during the week. And so, we all constantly share information with each other. And it's kind of at the point, it's kind of really redundant. One thing that kind of got my attention a little bit here. Now, I never, all my years growing up here in Chicago, I never actually been to a Bulls game. And so just last week, a couple of people don't know what maybe talking about going to a game later on. But then when I'm looking at going to the different websites and stuff and the Bulls website, we're looking at the price of these tickets. And I'm like, God damn, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 for a ticket? But then a couple of days ago, this story dropped. United Center will require vaccination or negative COVID test to attend Blackhawks and Bulls games. Well, with a family that doesn't live in Chicago, the Chicago Blackhawks, a hockey team here, also share the United Center with the Chicago Bulls. So now this particular story is coming from the Chicago Sun-Times. So basically saying fans attending Blackhawks and Bulls games at the United Center this season will have to be vaccinated or present proof of a negative COVID-19 test to gain entry. The policy, which was announced Thursday, which was 2 days ago, also applies to all of the events at the United Center moving forward. So the decision is representative of the continued commitment to providing the best environment for a quote-unquote safe return for all fans and employees, an arena spokesman said in a statement. The new entrance process will go into effect for all future events and will remain in place until further notice. Masks also will be required inside the United Center in accordance with the current city policy. Tickets will remain paperless, in other words, digital. And a controversial bag ban that went to effect with a few Hawks and Bulls games open to fans last season remains in place. Only wallets smaller than by 4 by 6 inches will be allowed into the arena. All other bags and purses are barred. The vaccination policy applies to attendees ages 12 and older. Children ages 2 to 11 won't have to show proof of a negative test or vaccination, but will need to wear a mask. The United Center made additional investments to increase airflow within the arena this offseason to prevent the COVID spread as well. Skipping down, the United Center's requirement for entry won't apply to players, but ESPN reported an NBA memo distributed Thursday proposes that the unvaccinated players might be restricted to separate sections of the locker room, team playing, buses, and more apart from their vaccinated teammates. So basically, after reading that,
I know,
don't look like
the cat.
I'm not going no
the Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Right.
Jerry Jones made it very clear that all his players were to take a vaccination or they will get cut.
Okay.
And everyone, as far as I know, has taken it. They cut Cam Newton from the Patriots because he missed 2 weeks because he went out and did something with his family or whatever, and he wasn't in their little team bubble, so he had to miss some time to quarantine, and then they ended up giving his job to a rookie and letting him go. And whatever
that's the one they drafted from Alabama, right? The quarterback from Alabama?
No, Cam Newton was the MVP a few years ago. He's from Auburn.
Well, that's Alabama, but the job they gave him. Right, right, because they drafted that quarterback from Alabama the first round.
Yeah.
So they must have, like I said.
They drafted, I don't think he's, they did draft the quarterback from Alabama, because Nick Saban gave him the vote of approval, So you kind of see where they're going. They're going to make the athletes, because they already made all the rappers take it. You know, all the rappers is making songs about taking, even the old school rappers is coming out, you know, you got to take the vaccination. You know what I'm saying? Like with some Run DMC shit. So, they already got all the rappers. It's pretty much the rappers is in a position where they was missing work for a whole year, couldn't go out on tours. They signed these bad contracts. So they can't make money off their music. They only can make money off their shows. So without those shows, you know, they bling starting to dry up. They got to start bringing stuff back to the people they written it to. You know what I'm saying? They lifestyle is starting to crumble. So anything y'all say, man, y'all going to give us some shows? I'll say whatever you want. And that's what they doing. So they out here pushing it hard body. The rappers.
Wow.
The athletes aren't in that position because they got enough money to miss a few years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what you going to say to KD or LeBron? They're like, man, I've made $200 million already. You can keep this, you know. So they got to kind of delicately, the football players, the money's not guaranteed. So they're in a different position than basketball players. Whatever you sign for in basketball and baseball, they got to pay you. But in football, they could just cut you whenever they want, and there goes your paychecks. You know what I'm saying? They have it real draconian system. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I sent y'all a video during the week of this lady. She was a black lady in a salon, I guess like a massage parlor type salon, facials, and they do all that stuff. They massages. And this man walked in and took off his robe, and it was a female, dressed like a female, but it was a tranny. And he walked in and took off his robe, and she saw his penis. So she got up and screamed, ah, man. So the salon didn't know what to do, you know what I'm saying? So this led to a protest outside the salon where people in the neighborhood were saying, like, this is not right. You shouldn't be letting transsexual men, you know, men with penises come into a female salon. You know, they not feel comfortable.
Right.
And Antifa showed up, and they started beating up these ladies, man, because they're for gay rights.
Oh,
and, you know, this, they're looking at these people as so this is where I haven't seen Antifa since Trump. And now all of a sudden they pop up and they start beating up a bunch of old white ladies and black ladies who are just marching with signs outside of salons saying that they don't want transgenders to be in the salon. And they start beating these people up, man.
Oh.
And it was like one of those, I wish this would happen in Harlem. I wish, like, Antifa ever seen trying to do some stupid. Like, come on, man. Like, that would be like, they wouldn't, but they know where to do that stuff at, man. You know, they know where to do
right,
that stuff.
Right.
They would never go to the South Side of Chicago doing those stupid shit.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't be you know what they actually did? They tried to show up, matter of fact, in my neighborhood some months back. And matter of fact, I knew one of the guys with the high school with. They chased them out of there. Chased them out of here. So, yeah,
yeah,
they did pull it, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they not going to be up in the Wild Hundreds, you know what I'm saying, marching around with signs like, you know what I'm saying? You know. So, yeah. Also, man, I sent you this video with this female rapper. And she stars on the show Love & Hip Hop Miami. Her name's Sukiyana.
Okay.
And she got a video where it's like a bunch of strippers. Like, it's like a Luke video, but it's in 2021. So, you know, they fully naked. And, you know,
okay,
eating each other out, man. Chicks is eating each other out in the video, man. Tossing each other's salad, licking each other's assholes and stuff, bro. In the video, the rap video, where females is licking each other's vaginas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where it's come to. They're trying to make that normal. Like, this is normal behavior. That's what they're trying to bring.
Right.
And this is taking it to, because, you know, they've been borderlining that, you know, women thing since Madonna. You remember back in the days with Vogue and then she kissed Britney Spears on stage, but now they blackened it, right? So they move it over now to these female rappers. Where you had that WAP video where they were doing some lesbian type stuff to each other, and then now this video they just flat out licking, you know, butt naked, like, you know, whole thing in the video looked like he was watching Pornhub or something. It was a straight, it's a porno flick, but it's a video, bro. And I can't believe that this is where we've come to, man. This is hip hop nowadays, bro. Like, anything goes, man. No decorum. I remember the era where you couldn't even say nigger. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't even
have
a gun in a video. You know what I'm saying? Like, now they got guns. Everyone got guns in a video. Everyone, you know, you could. Luke had to go to the Supreme Court of the United States to fight to be able to perform Pop That Coochie and, you know, Doodle Brown and all that stuff. And this is now the women just come out and do it. Not only are they doing it, they doing it nastier than the men was doing it. You know, like, as sick, twisted-minded as us men are, you know, think of all the things you can have women do. We even had enough to call them to say, we can't have them do that. We don't want that type of energy out. You know what I'm saying? But these women don't care, bro. And it's crazy, man. So that's what, I don't know if you saw that video. Sukiyana, this video was something called Something Pussy, Pop the Pussy or Jump, something like that, man. But, she can't rap. No skills. It's just the visual, you know, a big tip drill video, but all the chicks are naked, you know, and, you know, expert strippers, you know, but crazy, bro.
Wow.
Crazy,
and
bro.
After what you just told me, I thought that little, and I didn't even watch it all the way through, that little Nas X video about him dancing naked in the prison shower, I was like, I thought that was bad, but after what you just told me, whoa.
Even in his video, now I'm thinking about it, he had like 12 naked, butt-naked dudes dancing behind him, you know. And
yeah.
you know, some of them, they had a screen out of the pee, but most of them, you know, they didn't. And it was like, you know, total nudity is in videos. Like, when did this happen? And remember videos, you didn't even
right.
show a girl's butt, really, you know. It was kind of really like a strict way of going about it. But now that it's even more regulated, like, how is this on a YouTube community? You know what I'm saying? Like, unbelievable, man.
Right.
So that's where we're going to with that, man.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
Shit going to. Sounds like we here now with that. Damn.
Man, we went from little Kim to
right.
now chick straight butt naked rapping. You know what I'm saying? Straight butt naked. Like, forget about the little bikini and stuff she had on with the fur coat. And, you know, it was just, it was kind of like ill,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, that ain't bad. It was kind of discreet. You know, we thought that was as raw as it could get. And now it's like,
right.
man, she just came out with nothing on, popped up her, she did a flip, jumped up a pole, slid down, did a split, and it's like rapping at the same time, and people are throwing dollars on the stage. It's like, man, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we've come to, man.
Right.
Stripping has become a career. You know, pretty soon they're going to teach it in school, man. You know what I'm saying? Here's your pole.
Right.
You know, yeah. Start by making small circles around the pole. You know, yeah.
Oh,
yep. Yeah, back in the day, you used to have to climb the vote. You know what I'm saying? Now they just climb the pole. You know, it's that simple. You know? But let's talk these generations, brother.
Let's go ahead and get started. Wow.
Yeah, man. Did you have something else you wanted to add, man, about what's going on in Chicago?
No, I mean, go ahead, because it's kind of like it's kind of like a bunch of feedback loops. It's pretty much the same thing. The carjackings, mass mandated pretty much everywhere now. You know, people getting robbed downtown at night, broad daylight. You know, it's the same shit. So you already know.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, we can go ahead. We can go ahead and get into the top of the night. But what I want to do tonight, so you go ahead, you know, do your thing, spit your bars. But we'll go ahead and take a break about 9 o'clock, maybe by 9:15, 9:30. If you're ready, we can take some calls, whatever. So we'll play
all right,
like
man.
That.
So, no doubt, brother. So let's talk these generations here. You see it everywhere these days. Give you an example. For the last few years, we all been talking about 5G, which is five generation Wi-Fi, right? Fifth generation wireless communication. So that means that it was a first generation, second generation, third and fourth generation. You know, they don't just go from one to five. You know, it don't just pop up. Right now, people that play video games, we're on our ninth generation of video game consoles with the new Xbox and the PlayStation 5 that came out last year in 2020. The first generation went all the way back to 1973 with Atari Pong. You had the Atari Pong competing against the Magnavox Odyssey and the ColecoVision. Those were the first generations of video games. And each year, each few years, they drop a new console that has a total upgrade from the last one, and everyone buys that, and then couple years later, they drop another one. So that's the generation. That's how it goes. We're on our 12th generation of Samsung Galaxies and iPhones right now. You know, 12 generations. You know, even the Tesla car, they're on their 8th generation of the Model X. They call it Plaid, which is short for Palladium. So they're on their 8th generation of the Model X. Each generation gets a better battery capacity, better performance. The first generation took a 75 kilowatt charge and a 250 mile range. The newest generation has a 250 kilowatt charge with a 400 mile range. Does the quarter mile in 9.2 seconds. You know, a Hellcat does it in 10.8 seconds. So this is a second and a half faster than a Hellcat getting a quarter mile. You know, so super fast. Each year the generations, they double the speed, double the capacity. And the generations of technology are similar to humans. Each generation, we produce gets better, but it lacks some quality. And I think we've all noticed that. You know, we're nothing like the generations before us, and the generations we see now are nothing like our generation, you know. They all lack that quality, you know, but they're all smarter, you know, they're better, you know, but they lack a little bit of what we had. If you look at generations, look at the root word. It's like generator, same thing. The root word is genes.
Right.
It's a creator word.
Yes, it is.
For people, we all fall into different generations. Generations are from the group or country of a similar people from a group or country of a similar age that therefore share similar experiences and have similar attitudes based off of the experiences that they share. Each generation of people experience unique events that shape their worldviews. And people that are the same age will have those same events happen and have the same worldviews based off of those events normally. And a lot of that's guided by propaganda, as we know. And you could also define it simply as a group of people born within a certain period of time whose shared age and experiences shape their distinct worldviews. That's a nice, simple definition for it. That's your generation. So as humans, we had a few generations, but we can stick to the ones that are most potent here. You know, they started this way back. They called it the Lost Generation. And we're talking way back in 1890s to the early 1900s. You know, this was the beginning of mass production. This was the First World War, Prohibition, and women's right to vote. They all happened during this generation. So how does that shape the next generation? If you're born into a world where the world war has already happened, women could already vote, all those things are some things that you never experienced. You never experienced the time after that when women couldn't vote. You know what I'm saying? You never experienced the time after that when certain countries existed because they were defeated during World War One. After this generation, from 1901 to 1924, you have the greatest generation. That's what they call it. They had the Great Depression. They had the New Deal. They were on the cusp of World War II. Pearl Harbor. All these things happened during their lifetime at the same time that shaped their worldview. And these people are very few of them are still alive. 1924. They're very old. Okay. Then you have the Silent Generation, also known as the Lucky Few. And these people live from 1925 to about 1945. So there are a few people that still are here from this generation, probably some on the line.
Right.
And this is the post-war American dream generation, the Korean War generation. They saw the moon landing. They lived through McCarthyism. They had the Cold War, you know. And these people, since I'm going to focus on them because there's still some here, because they're about 70, you know, in their 70s, late 60s, 80s, you know what I'm saying? They're known for not going against the government, not questioning authority. You know, men worked and remained at the same job for their whole life. They were loyal. They had higher employment rates than generations before and after them. The traditional roles were still in play. 88% of the women stayed at home and didn't work. Women had children at a younger age than previous generations. Divorce and having children out of wedlock was taboo back then. You know, if you had a baby, you might have to send it off somewhere because you could, you know, your parents didn't want to deal with the shame that was going to come with that. You couldn't go to church with that baby, you know. Where the daddy at? You know, how come you ain't married? That would all have been in play. After this, you get the baby boomers, 1946 to 1964. This is a lot of our parents and a lot of people on the line that's older. You got the Vietnam War. The protests that followed the Vietnam War, you had the Watergate scandal, the Nixon resignation, you had Woodstock, the Summer of Love, you had JFK, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy all get assassinated, and you brought in television for the first time. Everyone has a TV, starting to get a TV. And this generation, that all those things shaped them. They're called the baby boomers, like I said. And the increase of birth rate following World War II, that's what drove this generation, all the wealth that the United States had after World War II and the promises of the American dream led to a bunch of babies being born. It's also the generation officially named by the U.S. Census Bureau. So they called them baby boomers, the U.S. Census Bureau. Time period was great social change in cultural America. You had the Civil Rights Movement. You had the Vietnam War. You had the Sexual Revolution. You had the culture of rock and roll come in. Premarital sex and divorce became more common. Remember, the generation before, they didn't have premarital sex and divorce. This generation is accepted. You know, now even many stay-at-home women start working outside of the house more. They had a positive view toward tradition and authority. So they would still, you know, do whatever the government said. After this comes the Generation X. That's where a lot of us fall into, including myself. This is the generation from 1965 to 1980. Okay, and they're defining
I'm in that group too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everyone will remember the fall of the Berlin Wall. Was that like 89? The end of Cold War.
Yep.
That's what, you know, led to that. The AIDS crisis, the crack crisis, the MTV awards. That's when MTV started coming about, right? And that changed our culture for sure, you know, our worldviews. Gen X's come, you know, between two large generations compared to the boomers and millennials. They have lesser tendency to see themselves as unique. They are often stereotyped negatively as cynical and passive. They're individualistic, motivated to learn, and have a lot of, hold on, let me scroll down here, have a lot of, had a lot of startup founders compared to the other generations. So what they're pretty much saying is, you know, we're individualistic. We don't like working for other people. We're going to go try to build our own thing. You know what I'm saying? We're not like the generations before. We're not going to start at a job and die on that damn job. We're going to move on to a better situation as soon as it, you know, comes about. They're the first generation in which women had greater levels of education than men, right? So this is the first generation where women went to college at a higher rate, and they're also known for having a lot of personal debt. And a lot of these women got, you know, somebody outside my house and said, "Oh, man, hold on, let me close this."
Okay.
So they're the first generation where women had higher education rates than men. Many of parents of Gen X's were divorced, checked out due to being focused on their careers. Gen X's have a tendency to marry later and divorce sooner than previous generations. Okay, so that's our generation, Derek. After us comes millennials.
Yep.
They're known as Generation Y. That's from 1981 to 1996. Their defining events was 9/11, Obama's election. See, they all experienced this together. The Great Recession of 2008. They were in their 20s during that time. The rise of the global internet. See, that's what they, this was their generation. So we're talking in 2016, they actually surpassed, hold on here, hold on, scroll down again. They actually surpassed Generation X as more of them on the planet than us. They surpassed the boomers as the largest living generation. Millennials show greater aversion to labels, institutions compared to previous generations. They are less likely identified with political parties. They marry and join the military or identify with a religion. So they don't marry, they don't join the military or identify with a religion. They're totally different than their parents and other generations in that regard. They're also known for being optimistic more than cynical. They are three times as likely to be married when compared to the silent generation at the same age. Less likely, I meant, to be married. And millennial women are twice as likely to be in the workforce as women from the previous generation. It's also much more common for millennials to identify as LGBTQ+. Compared to previous generations, they are also more common for millennials to continue living at home between the ages of 25 and 35, whereas their parents probably moved out at 18. Millennial parents tend to be fairly involved in their children's lives and praise their achievements. Okay, so these are millennials, and like I said, they were born, hold on here, they were born in between 1981 and 1996. Okay?
1996, so, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, the importance of these millennials, why I bring them up, is why they're a focal point, because these are the parents of your generation athletes. These are their parents. So they're being shaped by people who had these experiences. You see what I'm saying? People that saw the Obama mm-hmm. get elected, people who lived through the Great Recession of 2008, probably lost their jobs. They saw the rise of the global internet when they were young. You know, they're very tech savvy. And after them, from 1997 to 2012, is Generation Z. And this was, y'all, a global terrorism, the Trump election, the Brexit, the social media emerged, YouTube, digital content became king, Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage, it all happened between those years, and that was till 2012, okay? And then Gen Zers are known for being anxious and hardworking, sometimes end up entrepreneurial generation. They've grown up in a world where everyone has a smartphone. There was a black president, and same-sex marriage was a constitutional right. So that's Generation Z, okay? And this is the last of the generations before we get to Alpha, okay? And I'm just bringing all this up to get to Alpha because I want to show people
right.
just how these things start to progress. And your generations is marked by the technology that you have contact with. That's really what separates you from your parents, is that, you know, you have encountered things that they did. So just for an example here, the baby boomer generation, okay? So that's people born, they're about the age between about 55 and 75 right now, you know?
Right.
Their iconic toy was a Frisbee. You know, that the Frisbee came out, you know, they were the first generation mm-hmm. with audio cassette tapes, you know, so they had a audio cassette tape. They're the first generation with right. television. So these are those people. The next generation after that, which is Generation X, that's us, Derek. We had the Lamborghini Caniche. That was our iconic car. We all saw that, like, whoa, the lights popped up. You know what I'm saying? The Rubik's Cube
right.
was our iconic toy. The Walkman
yes, sir.
Was our music device. You know, so our previous generation had the tape. Now we got something to play the tape in when we walk around with it, you know? And we came out in the generation of the VCR. So we could tape things on TV and watch them when we wanted to for the first time. So that all shaped
right.
our mindset. Because we never expect anything less than that. We expect everything to be better than what we had, you know. So the next generation comes, Generation Y. They get a Toyota Prius, you know what I'm saying? A little car that can go 51 miles a gallon. They get the BMX bike, you know. They get an iPod, you know. We had a Walkman. They got an iPod. They can hold 25,000 songs on that little thing. And we got to walk around with a pouch full of tapes. You know what I'm saying? And they had the internet, right? So after that, the internet replaced the VCR, it replaced the television, you know, in their generation. Generation
right.
Z comes out. Now you get to the Tesla, you know, cars. You get the folding scooters, the Razor scooters everywhere. Instead of iPod,
mm-hmm.
you just got Spotify now. You don't need no damn device. You just got Spotify. You know, you don't carry
right.
nothing around with you. You got Apple Music, Spotify, and what replaced the internet was the device. Now you can bring the internet around you in your pocket because you got a phone that can do it, you know. So that,
right.
that generation shaped but with those things. If you're born into a world where all these things existed, you never knew nothing about these kids. My kids don't know nothing about a VCR. They never seen one of those. Like, they would be like, y'all used to watch that? You know, they would laugh at me,
yeah.
you know.
Wow.
So we compare that to what's going to be Generation Alpha. They're going to be born into a world where cars drive themselves, autonomous cars.
Okay.
Their iconic toy is that little fidget spinner. You know what I'm saying? That thing that you put your thumb and your finger on and it spins around, that's their iconic toy.
Yeah.
They traded in the smart speaker. I mean, they traded in Spotify for a smart speaker. They just say, Alexa, play this song. It just plays it. It doesn't, you don't need anything but Alexa now. And they don't have a device. They stream everything. Netflix, their video games, the stream, everything is streamed. So our generation, Derek, we wanted to download everything because we still remember the time where you put everything on tape and you could keep it forever. But now you're taking our tapes away. We need to download it. We had flash drives. We had all kinds of things. My kids don't care about flash drives. They just want to stream it. They don't care about owning it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say, like, even with the CDs and everything, because I was one of the people, I used to download stuff and make CDs. That's obsolete now.
Obsolete, yeah. Try to find a CD player now. It's like, you know, Best Buy probably don't even sell them. You know, everyone streams. And what they've lost is the hard copy of it. You know, I used to love to buy a cassette tape, open it up, read who made the songs, what they had to say.
Right, the linear
notes. Shout it out.
Right.
Yeah, see who they dished. You know, look at the other pictures of the people, you know. And that was a big deal. And that was my big problem when I first got an iPod. I was like, well, damn, I don't get none of the write-up or nothing, man. I don't get to see no other pictures. I just get this one picture on my screen. But, you know, that's how it works, man. By them using these generations to put people in, that gives them a way to categorize us and keep us in a certain group mindset. Now, when you look at Generation Z, okay, also known as millennials, preferred methods of communication. Generation Z prefers using devices to communicate. They especially like texting because of how it's manageable. According to research, Generation Z communicate with each other more digitally than in person. 65% of communication is done through some type of device. Only 35% is done in person. In our generation, D, we like to go meet the people. I wanted to go outside and play with my friends. I didn't want to talk to them on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Yo, y'all want to play some ball? Y'all want to play some football? Let's go do some WWF wrestling on one another. You know what I'm saying? It was more like that.
Right.
But the kids, this generation, they prefer to talk on devices rather than in person. This percentage is higher than English-speaking countries, 73% in the United States, and 74% in the U.S., I mean, in the U.K. So that's 65%. That's worldwide. That's even counting in Africa. But in the U.S. and the U.K., you're looking at 73% in the U.S., 74% in the U.K. would prefer to communicate through some type of device rather than in person. So that's leaving, 25% of people who still go out and meet each other. And what I notice now, man, like the young guys, they don't talk to girls anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's like taboo. Try to, excuse me, sweetheart, how you doing? You know, no, you can't do that anymore to these young girls, man. They look at you like, oh, my God, a creep. You know what I'm saying? Me too, me too. You know, you ain't not going for that, bro. That's one of the things. Social media, 45% of Gen Zers say that they're online almost constantly. And what they enjoy online visual media, research shows that Gen Z's favorite social media apps are Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. What's more, Gen Z spends more time on mobile devices, an average of 11 hours per week, and streams more content, an average of 23 hours of content a week, than any other generation. That's almost a full day spent watching and reading content as opposed to being around people. So these people would rather have their phone in their hand, engaging in these apps, watching a bunch of YouTube and watching a bunch of Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus. They don't really care about going to hang out with their homegirls or their homeboys, going out, having a drink with your friends, going outside and just hanging out in the park. You know, no, that none of that stuff is important to the Generation Z. Now, mind you, once again, these are the parents of Generation Alpha. So if you sit at home, if you're at home all day watching your mama, just sitting at home watching Netflix, just spending her whole day on YouTube, and this is what you've grown up watching, how do you think that presents the mindset of the child?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your mama ain't got no friends that don't exist in her real life. They're all on her phone. You know, she can't get along with people in person. You know, so you're sitting at home all day. Everybody she sees that you know, they get on her nerves. But she's real cool with these people on the internet. So they're teaching your kid, oh, man, that's how you get peace. You deal with people on the internet. You don't deal with people in real life. You're starting to train them. You know what I'm saying? So Generation Y, when born between 1980 and 1994, they're of ages of 26 to 40 right now, okay? Generation Y is the first generation born into a world of computers, video games, and can't remember life before the internet. So that's their key. See, me and you remember life before the internet because we was born in the 70s. But these people born in 1980, by the time they was, you know, of age where they could remember things, they don't remember no life. They can't tell you about going outside and playing hide and seek. They never did it. You know what I'm saying? They always had the internet. This is the iPod generation, the download generation. They grew up with the internet, totally believe that it's the answer to all their problems. They use it for everything. This generation downloaded everything they wanted to keep. They are the parents of Generation Alpha. People born, Generation Alpha, are people born between 2010 and 2024. So right now, they're about 11. Anyone 11 years old is Generation Alpha. Okay, that's a total different generation than the generation before them. You got to look at them totally different than you look at other people. And remember, this is the last normal generation because they're the last generation that's going to remember this right we got right now. This stuff is all gone.
Okay.
So they're going to be the last natural generation. They're the last ones that's going to be totally 100% humans. Okay? As you see, we're getting a shot now to change our DNA and other things. Okay?
Right.
This is the first generation born where they never had knowledge of anything other than streaming. See, Generation Alpha, they don't know about downloading nothing. They don't download nothing. They just stream it. It doesn't matter that they can keep it forever. That ownership has no purpose in their mindset, and that's done for a reason, because they're not going to own a house. They're not going to own a car. They're not going to own shit. That's how their life is going to be. So they're training them now with the technology. You own nothing. You stream it. You get it when you want to use it. They pimping them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
You know, I got the money. Come get me. What you want? You want a dress? I'll get you a dress. You ain't going to get no money. You know what I'm saying? So this is the cloud generation. This generation will not understand the concept of outright ownership. They'll never own a cassette, a tape, a CD, a book, a newspaper, a floppy disk, a hard drive. They only understand streaming. Get it? Getting something over and over for a fee, but never owning it. This generation won't understand waiting. We had to wait for stuff. They don't wait. You know, you get next day delivery. They have no patience. Generation
Amazon.
Okay? Amazon. You get next day prime delivery. You're not waiting for it. You know what I'm saying? If they could get a pair of sneakers 2 weeks earlier but have to pay $1,000 more for it, they're going to try to get up to $1,000. They got to have it first so they could be the first to take the picture with it. And then, you know, that's going to make them famous in their mind. You know what I'm saying? So that's Generation Alpha, okay? After Generation Alpha, so from 2024 is Generation Alpha, 2025 to 2040, we had Generation Beta, okay? And these, and after that, you'll have Generation Gamma, Generation Delta, Generation Epsilon, okay, all the way up to Generation Omega. And those people at Generation Omega who will make them the last, to make them the Omega, is they won't be 100% non-human. You know what I'm saying? Each generation is going to lose a piece more of their humanity. You understand? Generation Beta will be the first generation born into a world of mixed reality. Okay? Augmented reality, for family that doesn't know, you have virtual reality. You're going to put a big black box over your head. Now you sit down on your couch. You don't see nothing. You can't, you know, that big black box is dark. Kind of putting you in that box, and then bam, the lights come on, and now you see something. And now you're there. Mm-hmm. If it's a movie, you're there in the movie. If it's a video game, you're in the middle of the game. Now you got to get up and make some moves, you know what I'm saying? You want to look around.
Right.
You can look around and see other parts of the simulated world they put you in. And you lose your connection with the outside world when you do that, because you're in the world of that box that you got on your eyes right now. Nothing else matters because you can't see it. All you see is what they want you to focus on. That's virtual reality. Okay? Then you have augmented reality. This is something you use in the real world. Same concept. Put a pair of glasses on. But these are like regular glasses. Only thing is, oop, a little light pops up. You know, McDonald's, next light. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As you look at things, they're going to have little barcodes on them, little circular barcodes as those glasses focus on them. And like I'm saying, these are regular glasses. You're just looking out at them, seeing people walk past. It's not stopping you and hindering your regular vision. But as you look at a bottle of talcum powder, Johnson & Johnson's, all of a sudden as you look at it, you're going to see a baby pop out of the bottle. In your eyes, like, oh, shoot. And he's trying to advertise to you, buy this powder. And then you go to the next product. You see a shaver, you know, chick. You'll have a man shaving. Just pop up because he's going to get picked up. It's going to be on that little barcode on the product. And as the glasses catch that barcode, it's going to interact with it. And then, bam, right in front of your eyes, it's going to pop up this holographic image of what these products are trying, a commercial. You know, they're trying to entice you to buy them. And this is augmented reality. So constantly walking through a world where people are advertising to you. As you walk past people and your eyes pick up them, boop, you know, you'll see their Facebook account. You'll see their Twitter address. You can share information with people instantly using these augmented reality glasses. Damn, they're coming next year. It's not like this is some secret, fake stuff I'm making up. You can go buy a pair right now of snap glasses, spectacles made by Snapchat, augmented reality glasses. Walking down the street, put a big elephant, you know, stop, take a picture with your glasses of a building, and all your friends are there, and they're all standing around the elephant now. You put that elephant there, and when the picture comes out, it looks real. It's augmented reality, though. It's not real. But it looks like y'all was on the porch hanging with an elephant. You know what I'm saying? It's just a
right.
added way of doing things. And this is going to be very dangerous. It's going to cause all kinds of accidents. But it's going to make us total consumers. Because studies show that from watching a regular ad that pop up on your Google trying to sell you something that, you know, people usually ignore, 70% of people remember the augmented reality ads they watch. So that's telling the product makers that, yo, by you putting this augmented reality ad here, 70% of people are going to remember it. Therefore, they're going to remember your product. So as you walk down to the store, everything you see, Aunt Your Mama's going to pop out. Uncle Ben's is going to pop out at you. Everything's going to pop out. Buy me. It's going to be constant, right? And they're going to make it so the glasses are so great, you're not going to want to take them off because you can watch your Netflix in them. Right while you're working, no one won't see it. Just looking at it at the corner of your eye, you could You could be on Facebook. You could be on Instagram. You could be on YouTube. So you're going to love it for the access. Your phone rings. Bing, just pops up right in front of your eye. I don't want to talk to her. You know, wave your hand across your face and pushes them towards me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to make your phone experience so much easier. Everyone's going to want one.
Uh-huh.
And they already got to deal with lens crafters. They already got to deal with Pearle Vision. They already got to deal. So they're going to put these in everyday glasses. So they're going to be inside of your Oakleys. They're going to be inside of your Ray-Bans. You know, your Tom Ford glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of those are going to have, you're going to go to the ophthalmologist. He's going to check your eyes. He's going to give you your prescription. And then as the offer, it's going to say, hey, do you want augmented reality in your glasses? And you check yes. It'll cost a little bit more. And you got it right there, bing. And that's how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be simple. Or you're going to buy a device that connects on to your ear, connects on to another pair of glasses that acts as the augmented reality. But you're going to need glasses for it. And they also have another augmented reality that you use right now with your phone. So that same barcode, you hold your phone over it, and you can watch the ad in an augmented reality. All our phones are capable of it. If you have a smartphone that's about 10 years old, it has it in it already. So
right.
This generation won't know anything but this. You understand? And they're going to be very difficult to talk to. They're going to be the last, but they're going to remember, see, the alpha generation, they're going to love this stuff too, but they're going to remember a time without it. Just like I remember a time without the internet. That's what separates me from generation, the next generation, Generation Y. What separates me from them is that I remember a time before the internet, and they don't. That's the only thing that separates our two generations. So all their life experiences is centered around the internet. Where I still remember WrestleMania, where you just wanted your mother to play for the pay-per-view so you could watch Hulk Hogan fight the Ultimate.
Right, right.
That, you know, they don't have
right.
any of those. You know, I remember when the NBA Finals was the only games you saw. You know, nothing else came on TV, but they don't remember that. So that was pretty much how that goes with them. Now, in 2025, at the year when the first generation beta is born, there will be 2 billion people on this planet that are going to be generation alpha. Okay? So 2 billion people, they will outnumber any other generation. And the reason why we're going to have so many generation alpha worldwide is because, as you all see, the United States is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
They're going down. And the rest of the world is coming up. And a lot of the countries in the world are having their before COVID, they was having their best years ever. They were booming, you know, in their countries. So, of course, when you're booming, you have babies, you know, because, you know,
right.
money and sex go together. You know, you start having a little bit sex a little bit more freely when you got money in your pocket. And you can deal with the consequences that come with that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
all around the world, the generation alpha has boomed, except for in the white Western countries, U.S., U.K., Australia, South Africa, white people. All through Europe, their populations are decreasing, while the other people on the planet's population are going up right now because
going up, right? They're increasing, right?
Because they're having their boom. You know, the United States is falling. They cut a deal with China. They got money now. You know, they could buy things. They could do things. They paving their roads. They get internet. You know, they're coming up. So this generation is going to be very unique. And they're not going to know anything other than the world they're born into. And as we see from the year 2010 to right now, what world do you think these kids was born into? Their greatest event right now is COVID. This is the biggest event of their life, Generation Alpha.
Right.
How is this event going to shape their life. These kids right now, the younger you are, the more you're telling people to have the vaccine. These kids won't care about taking a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to question it. That's going to be a part
right.
of their construct, you know.
Right, wearing a mask, happening. Too. That's going to be that new normal, wearing the mask and the vaccines and stuff.
Exactly. Everything you see that's happening, it's happening to us, but it's really being done to shape the next generation, to shape how they think, how
wow.
they see the world. That, you know what I'm saying? By the time we get to about 2023, these kids will be screen agers. They'll be the first. They won't be teenagers. Like, we were teenagers, man. We went out. We dated.
Right.
You know, we played ball. You know, we did things. These are going to be screen agers. They're not even going to go to school. They're going to sit at home, learn. They're not going to do anything but sit in front of a screen. So they call them screen agers. They'll be led toward visual learning. The dangers of excess screen time leads to underdeveloped language, literacy, and cognitive skills. So these children, although they'll be super smart with computers, can do all kinds of things, they won't be very well with literacy. They won't be good readers. They won't be good speakers. You know, they won't be their cognitive skills because they don't talk to people. They don't deal with people.
Right.
So they don't understand, you know, you don't use that tone. You know, they're going to be like totally oblivious to how they interact with people. They're going to be cold.
Right. No critical thinking skills neither.
No critical thinking skills neither. They're going to talk to you just like they talk to someone that they're playing a game with on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You suck.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you'll be ready to punch them in their face because you come from them, but that's how they talk to you. So they'll be totally oblivious to why they're mad at them because they don't talk to people. They talk to computers. You know what I'm saying? Generation Beta will be the first generation born without jobs. See, Generation Alpha, this generation, it's going to be jobs in 2025, you know, but after that, universal basic income, schooling and learning will be something they do for fun. They do that for UBI credits. You don't go to school to learn, like to get a job or to start your own business. The computers are going to do everything. The AI is going to do everything. They're going to go to school to get universal basic income credits, get more social credit, to get a little bit boost in their monthly stipend or what they get from the government. You know,
right.
if they get another degree,
right.
maybe they get another $300 a month. So they're going to go to school for those reasons. Generation Beta is going to be the first generation born into a world of transhumanism. Now, there's a misconception on transhumanism. Did you want to go to your break now, bro?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to drop a couple songs. Go get you some water or something, bro. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back in about 5 or 10 minutes. So, all
right, man. I'm
family,
just gonna, I believe. Go ahead, man.
We'll say the call-in number is our area code 515-605-9838. Press the number 1 if you have a question or comment for our brother Thomas. And if we go into overtime, if you still want to listen to the show on the phone, you will have the option to do that. So once again, the call-in number is 515-605-9838. So anything else you want to say, brother Thomas, before we take our break?
Nah, let's do a phone. They'll be the firstborn in the world of transhumanism, and I'm going to start with there, brother.
Okay, sounds good.
We come back.
All right, family. Mm-hmm. All right, family. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah, brand new day, y'all. Turn me up on the top a little bit, y'all. Want you to know. Want you to hear this one. Loud and clear. Bright and early. Listen. I don't hate players. I don't love the game, I'm the shot clock. way above the game. To be point blank with you, motherfuck the game. I got all this work on me, I ain't come for play. You can show the little shorties how you pump and break, but dog, not to death, I'm not impressed. I'm not amused, I'm not confused, I'm not the dude. I'm grown man minutes, I am not in school. Put your hand down, youngin', this is not for you. On my day, with beats by Kanye, yo. My name on the marquee, your name off the payroll. South fresh like I'm still a day old. And it's been like that since the day old. I'm on time with a rollie and Seiko. Step on deck, your neck, do what I say so. Get up or get out, get down or lay low. Standing in the shadow of a fabulous man. Brooklyn nigga, I am that nigga, that dude. Black people, let's move. Shout out to my man Talib Kweli. Yes, we a topper, topper, shotta, shotta. Check it out. Slim nigga to cast a big shadow. Cherokee red to shoot the long arrow. Got more skill, more aim, and more ammo. You can get it all from a big or small barrel. Like Hail Mary, full of grace. Niggas come in and shoot up the place and make it pull up your face. The deck, I'ma pull out the ace. From the jungles of the Empire State, where ain't no escape. 247-718, and that's like every night, every day. From the place that I settle and stay, to the states I'm collecting my pay. Blast off, then I'm back to the K. Hold it down, so my family straight. Representing the family way. Pro ball, not for amateur play. Been raw since the amateur stage. Before the press had the cameras raised. Like a long time handle away. You understand me straight?
Yes.
No doubt. Excellent. It's what it is, and that's what it is. See? Ha.
Fire!
Cause it is deeper, sweeter, richer, crisper. Stronger reception and sharper picture. Revolve around God and involve with niggas. These elements help evolve my scripture and make most deaf a classic modern figure. Brooklyn, it don't matter if you holler or whisper. You're coming through clear cause I'm right here with ya. Ain't gotta edit your slang, I got it, I get ya. Yo, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, the lovers, the leavers, the doubters, believers, the sayers, the quitters, the bitches, the niggas, rebel gorillas, the ghetto civilians. Y'all can feel it from the first to the millionth, it's extra. Ordinary and plain, I walk a thousand paces of light ahead of the game. By the time you get where I'm standing, I'll be gone. Y'all make moves, but y'all just move wrong. I move in and y'all must move on. Cause I move too strong and I know what my feet move for. Make it go without a brand new car. I was fresh without a brand new song. I give a fuck about what brand you are. I'm concerned what type of man you are. What your principles and standards are. You understand me, y'all? Be good to your family, y'all. No matter where your families are, cause everybody need family, y'all. Raise a hand, you understand me, y'all. Everybody need family, y'all. Be good to your family, dawg. Understand. No matter where your families are, everybody need family, dawg. Raise your hand, you understand me, Paul. That's what it is. My man. Family of my family, Pistol P. My man, too. Behind the walls, all of those still in the struggle. Sada Mumia, Sundiata, Man Jamel, Life is Real. All the real soldiers, black people, family, y'all. Let it be bright.
Let it be bright. Honeys had the hot top jelly, shooting
galley. Motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues. Turn your pages to 1993. Niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me. Talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Talking tech for rap, smoking blunts in the project hallways, shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start fighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Back in the day.
All of this to me is a mystery. I hear your motherfuckers talk about it, but I stay seeing bodies with the motherfucking talk around it. And I'm down with the shit too, but the stupid motherfuckers wanna try to use kung fu. Instead of a Mac-10, he tried scrapping, slugs in his back end. That's what the fuck happens when you sleep on the street. Little motherfuckers with heat wanna leave a nigga 6 feet deep. And we come into the waist to make sure the crying and commotion ain't a motherfucking fake. Back in the days, our parents used to take care of us. Look at them now, they ain't fucking scared of us. Calling the city for help because they can't maintain. Damn shit done changed. A key knee deep in the crack game, because the streets is a short stop. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Shit, it's hard being young from the slums, eating 5 cent gums, not knowing where your meal's coming from. And now the shit's getting crazier and major. Kids younger than me, they got the sky grand pages. Going out of town, blowing up. 6 months later, all the dead bodies showing up. It made me want to grab the 9 and the shotty, but I gotta go identify the body. Damn, what happened to the summertime cookout? Every time I turn around, a nigga getting took out. Shit, my mama got cancer in her breast. Don't ask me why I'm motherfucking stressed. Things done changed.
All right, brothers and sisters, welcome back to Boogie Nights in the Basement, Basement Boogie Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brother D, with my co-host, Brother Thomas. Tonight's topic, Generation Alpha, The Last Humans, September 4th, 2021. You with us, Brother Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just laughing, bro, before we took a break. I had to realize something. I actually have a CD in my car, but I don't hardly use it. I use the USB drive now, and they have a little. There's a little slot on the CD player inside the car where you can use the SIM disc now. And so it's like what I do. I download a lot of my music on the flash drive, what you were saying earlier, on the SIM card, and play it off of that. Now I don't even use the CD player anymore.
Yeah, I done did what the next generation did, man. I just stream it now, man. I just stream the music, man. I got the Apple Music. I just stream. And speaking of music, man, he said, I always wondered what Coco Levio was, man. I never played that game. And I was talking to my man with Sean, and he was explaining it to me. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, you know. So yeah, that was what Biggie just said. Remember Coco Levio, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. They gotta hold each other and scream 1-2-3, and then you know the next person gotta get caught. It was it sounded like a game that started a lot of fights. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. You get my shirt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one of those type of games. But yeah, man, Kanye album came out. I thought it was terrible. And
yeah, I did too.
And then Drake's album came out this week, and I think it's terrible as well. But better than Kanye's album, I must say. But somehow
that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, they're the two biggest rappers ever. You know, like, damn, man, that's a lot, you know. I mean, pop, you know,
right.
Count Eminem, I don't count him. But, you know, like, I mean, those guys is one and two, you know. And both their albums is R&B, it's gospel-y, Kanye's. And I don't know, man. It's
yeah.
New generation, that's what they like, man. So. No, but yeah, a bunch of diss songs, and they don't even diss each other right, man. Diss, that's not a diss. Like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just terrible, man. I left off with the transhumanism, though.
Okay.
And like I said, what makes Generation Alpha special is they're going to be the last living generation on Earth to remember this time where humans are just humans, where people aren't transhumans. By the time Generation Beta comes in 2024, we're going to have all types of things that's going to change us from being humans into transhumans. A transhuman and a cyborg are pretty much the same thing, although transhuman goes into another realm as well. The humans will become Borgs. That's what they'll be. That's the Generation Beta, the Borg. The definition of a cyborg is a person whose physical abilities are extended beyond normal human limitations by mechanical elements built into their body. Okay? Webster uses a simple definition. They just call it a bionic human. And we're seeing the beginnings of this stuff now, right? They're able to deal with people who have prosthetic limbs and give them a leg or arm that every year that leg or arm technology gets better. They get to have more functions as a human. But as like all this technology, as each generation goes up, that arm is going to function better than a human arm soon, as far as it's going to be stronger. It's going to be able to lift more. It's going to be able to have you can put an extra finger on it if you want to have an extra grip. You know, it's going to be all kinds of things. And what happens then? You know, what happens when they have a product that's better than what your natural body had? And you start to see the beginnings of this transhuman agenda, even though what the young ladies are doing, they're not enhancing their physical abilities. They're enhancing their physical look, per se, by taking all the fat out of their stomach and around their side of their rib cages and injecting that fat into their buttocks and into their thighs to give them that illusion where they have a real small waist and a real big, bottom side. See, that's just getting them. Now, these children are the Generation Alpha. The women that are doing this for the most part in their 30s to their low, you know, to 40s and from 25 to 40, these are the women that's having most of these surgeries. You're teaching your kids that to enhance yourself is totally fine. Right. So when they have the option to cut their real leg off and put on a better leg, will they take it? You know what I'm saying? If they have the option.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going. A transhuman is a human being leading to post-humanism. And that's what Omega is going to be. They're going to slowly, piece by piece, replace our humanity with things like that. A transhuman resembles a human in most respects who has powers and ability beyond those of a standard human. See, because a transhuman will be able to do things you can't because they have a computer inside of them. You know, that's helping them, a brain-machine interface. Once you put the normal link in your head and you could just enter the internet when you want to, you're going to be way smarter, you know, than a person who doesn't have that technology, because, you know, any, you're going to know every definition. You're going to be able to instantly pull up any information that's on the internet. You'll be able to just, you'll know it. You know, whatever question you ask, you'll have an answer for it. You'll be like Alexa. You know, Alexa, what's this? Oh, what that is this. It's going to be in your head. So you're going to be unable to compete with these human beings. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen when you got a guy with two bionic legs and he tries out for the NFL? You know, he could run 20 miles an hour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Are you going to let him in, or are you going to have a bionic football league? You know, where are they going with this? So you have that. Like I say, their abilities will be those beyond standard human. This is a transhuman, right? Transhuman is the merger of machine and human being. Also the merger of science and human beings, because you have two ends of both spectrums, right? You have the technocracy and you have the science-nocracy. Those two things work together. They'll go hand in hand. We always talk about the technical part of that, but there's a scientific part to it too. And that's the people that does the human genome. That's the scientific end of the transhuman thing. The transhuman is a movement. It's a movement of people around the world, big money that's funding this whole thing, okay? It's to predict the enhancement of human condition by developing and making widely available sophisticated technologies able to greatly enhance the longevity, mood, and cognitive ability of human beings. Transhumanist thinkers study the potential beliefs and dangers of emerging technologies that could overcome fundamental human limitations, as well as the ethics of using such technologies. And that's always going to be the problem. Is this ethical? Is it ethical for you as a doctor to cut off a guy's leg to give him a fake leg because he wants it? Not because his leg is badly injured and he has no choice. What doctor is going to do that? Because that's unethical. But then you turn around and say, well, certain level of CCs they're going to put in your butt or in your breath. So people go to other countries where they just don't follow those rules. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what's going to end up happening. A lot of people, to get these things, they're going to end up going to third world countries, or they'll probably be more developed then. But you're going to end up going to Brazil to get the bionic booty lift. You know, you're not going to get a Brazilian butt lift. You're going to get a bionic booty lift. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be that type of thing. So the ethics is the big problem they're dealing with. Some transhumanists believe that human beings may eventually be able to transform themselves into beings with abilities so greatly expanded with current conditions as a merit, a label of post-human beings. So what they're saying here, they think some people, once they start being around these bionic humans, their abilities are going to increase as well. But they don't know that, you know. So because this guy got a fake leg and he can run twice as fast as me, that's going to make me faster? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? But they're willing to go through the process to go there. The intellectual and cultural movement that affirms the possibility and desirability of fundamentally improving the human condition through applied reason, which is science, especially by developing and making widely available technologies to eliminate aging and to greatly enhance human and intellectual, physical, and psychological capabilities. Eliminate aging. This is a huge part of transhumanism. This is on the scientific end of transhumanism. What gene therapy, biogenetics, you know, to take out people's bad genes and replace them with good genes. If you have heart disease in your family, let's take that out. They use this technology called CRISPR, okay? And this is going to be widely available for your generation beta. The parents are going to go in. This is why they're not going to be humans. This is what's going to change them. In 2025, you're going to choose, if you have the money to afford it, hey, I want to take out all these negative markers that's in my bloodline. diabetes. I don't want my kid to get diabetes. I don't want my kid to get high blood pressure. I don't want my kid to be short. I don't want my kid to have to wear glasses. I don't want my kid to, you know, whatever it abnormality that you saw in your bloodline, you're going to make it so your kid doesn't have it. So they're going to go into they're going to break the womb, suck out some of that fluid, get into the baby, poke the baby, and take out his DNA through the syringe. And they're going to go into his DNA, and they're going to replace the markers that you want. You want you don't want your kid to have high blood pressure. They're going to take out that marker, put in the marker of someone with perfect blood pressure. You're going to take out the marker of diabetes. You're going to take all those markers out. Then you're going to inject that back into the womb and then inject those new cells into the baby with the new information. All the rest of his DNA is going to follow those cell governors. And they're going to eliminate all of those bad things and keep all the good things. And now your baby's born, who can essentially live for 150, 160 years because he won't never get sick. He won't never get cancer. He won't never get any lung problems, any heart problems, any diabetes problems. So this is going to be, and then what they're going to do is make babies that can't be genetically engineered illegal to have. We don't want this baby that can get everyone sick. They're already trying to make everyone take a vaccination. So imagine when the vaccination can be automatically injected into the baby that comes out. You're not going to want babies that come out that can get COVID. You see how they're going to work this?
Right.
So we're talking in terms of designer baby.
Designer baby.
The right term to use.
This is your beta.
Right.
So like I said, the Generation Alpha is going to be the last generation of natural 100-born human beings. That's the kids right now up to age 11. Now, let's just say in the year 2022, they start the first human enhancement. You know what I'm saying? One of these kids might get that. So, but like I said, they'll be the only generation that remember a time before they had the human enhancement, before they couldn't get sick, before they couldn't get blood pressure, before they could live for a long time. Okay. And to study the transhumanism, to study the ramification, promises, and potential dangers of the technology that will enable us to overcome fundamental human limitations and related studies of ethic matters involved in developing and such using technology. So back again to the ethics thing, you know, where's this ethical? Should everyone be able to get this, or should only the rich people be able to get this? What should be done with the people that aren't enhanced? You know, what's to be done with them? They're useless to us. We're superior to them. We have the abilities they don't have, you see? We've mutated in a way they can't mutate. So we're useless to them. You know, people born regular, when I say we, I mean people that was just born out, came out of vagina, slid out, you know, had a titty in their mouth. Those people are obsolete to these people. You know what I'm saying? They don't get a titty in their mouth. They get a electric bottle. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to have that, you know? So it's going to be, and this is coming right now, you know, this technology, the electric Pampers, the electric diapers, that's constantly not only alerting the parents when the Pamper is wet, but also telling you the pH balance of the urine. You got to bring the kid in for a checkup and things like that. You got we talked about it before, the smart toilets. They're going to be checking every stool of doo-doo that you flush, see if you're sick, if they sense any abnormality in your stool. They're going to send you an alert right away to your phone, show up at the doctor, you got a stool irregularity. Everything is going to work like that. The biometrics, the cyborg part of it. And we've already doing it to ourselves, right? We got our phone that's tracking everything we do. We got our watch on, tracking everything we do. So when they change the watch to just have an arm that does all of that, that's going to be perfect, right? You're going to have electric jewelry. They got this electrical rings and stuff like that that just constantly change colors. It's like a TV screen, but it's a ring, a little ring with like a monitor running around. Just change colors, but give certain information. You're going to have the e-tattoos, you know what I'm saying, that could change. But also they're going to tell you, yo, you're in too much UV. You know, you need to put on some suntan lotion. They're going to tell you all kinds of information about the environment. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to be all connected. All this is going to be called the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of People. You know, that these people are all going to be connected using the different technologies. It's just the cyborg part of it, the transhuman part, is when they interject those technologies into our everyday person. A person with a pacemaker is already a cyborg. They got a piece of electronic in their heart making it beat. You know, that's a cyborg. Those are like some of the first cyborgs. But that's not smart technology. Once you put that smart technology in there, you're online. And once you're online, you're a cyborg. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So this Generation Alpha, last generation that's going to remember a time before transhumanism, last generation that's going to remember a time before, you know, where people kind of still had some type of family gatherings and things, you know, they still, family still kind of meets up sometimes. That's not going to happen in 20 years. You know what I'm saying? It's the last generation of people that's going to remember the United States as we know it now. This is about to go downhill. You know, they're not going to remember the great country. You already see the propaganda on the United States. The last two presidents, the last three presidents. It's okay for the news to sit back and just ridicule the president all day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, that used to be a no-no. You always had to show strength and power and all that. Nah, not no more. They're making the country weak. You know what I'm saying? That they showed us people climb over the Capitol fence and break into the Capitol. That image is embedded in these kids' heads. You know, the United States isn't the United States we remember it as, the almighty power, beat Russia. You know, that's our United States. That's how it's propagandized to us. This is a weak-ass country that can have people hop the fence now. To these young kids, their mindset of Americanism is totally different, totally not going to be patriots.
Wow. And then when you had mentioned about white jumping the fence and stuff, then you talk about that took me back to the situation with the borders right now and all the so-called illegals or whatever constantly, you know, flooding the United States right now. Then the situation with Afghanistan, you got all those so-called refugees now coming over here too, you know. And it's just like, it's like a damn free-for-all now, you know. But it was like so many things, like I said, even with the 9/11 situation. Now, my father, now, he made his transition like 17 years ago. He was born in 1927. And I remember, like, when that happened, I was working at Instruments Bakery at the time. So he was like, man, I came home. He was like, man, he was just looking at the TV, shaking his head. He said, I never thought I'll live to see the day some shit like this where supposedly, you know, some terrorists, whatever, came in to blow up the Twin Towers, whatever. And then after that, you know, you got the Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, kicking off, whatever, you know. Because I know that's when that particular war right there is going to be one of the mainstays, I guess, in, I want to say, in our generation, well, the closing end of it, whatever. So, man. Yeah, but.
Hey,
your
father's generation.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
He'll never. But let me just say this, in your father's generation, he could never conceptualize the World Trade Center coming down by terrorists, right? The generation born after that happened, that's a part of their every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, the United States can be brought down by terrorists. That's a part of their mindset because it happened. So, you know, for us to be shocked by it, imagine that's not shocking to these kids. If it happens again, they wouldn't even be shocked by it because it happened already. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wow. Because it's like now, matter of fact, we're getting ready to come up on the anniversary again of 9/11, and it's kind of like now the little ceremonies and stuff
were a big thing. Now it's just like, yeah, whatever, you know. It's just a fly-by thing now. So, you ready to take some mm-hmm. calls, or did you have some
Absolutely.
More stuff to drop?
No,
okay.
We can go into the
Let
calls,
me go ahead.
Bro.
Okay. Okay, cool. Go ahead and take this first caller here. All right, last 47472. Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
Greetings, Brother Derek, and greetings, Brother Tech.
Brother Kwame.
How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, brother.
I'm very grateful. Powerful presentation, you know, and I'm just feeling it because in my age group, I'm a baby boomer. So I remember my grandfather was in World War II. And my father's father was in World War II. And the other part, too, is that to be able to take my great-grandson and stand him in front of the tombstone of my great-great-grandfather, who was born in 1874, and take his picture that he was born in, let's see, this is 21. He was born in 2016. So to look at those generations, you know, and to be able to know that that man born in 1874, his parents lived and my parents knew those parents. So it's kind of like what you're talking about and looking at this and then looking at the whole historical part of it. It's going to transhumanism and Margaret Singer's eugenics is just continued. That's all you're saying, is that it's just continued into a technology, because you're saying only the rich will be able to do this. Those people who can afford to be genetically modify their next generations and create that. That's what eugenics was doing. And that's what Hitler was doing. And the superior race. And what they've done now is just they've just moved it out of the bureaucratic or the earthly part, computer, to say, how do we develop this part of eugenics of elimination? Because you've got to eliminate a lot. Because I look at my great-great-granddaughter and my great-great-grandson, they will be that alpha generation. And their children from them will be the beta that you're talking about. So I'm seeing what it's getting ready to come from and looking where we came from. It's the part of being able to sit here and hear what you're sharing, knowing that this child, Aiden and my other great-great-granddaughter, they're going to be alphas. And then I, being their great-great-grandfather, knew mine, who was back there when eugenics was even had its birth, because my daughter is trying to get to Chicago because her great-grandmother is 100 years old, was born in 1921. She was the silent generation that you were talking about. She's still living today. So you're looking at my granddaughter to see her great-great-grandmother, to where her
wow.
children are going to be that alpha. So to be sitting and hearing what you're rolling off and knowing that I've seen all of this, I came up in all of this, and to live to right now to be this, and to know that this child, these seeds that came from my seeds are going to now. No, it's because that's my daughter, that's my grandson's son. To see and hear what you're saying is what is going to transform. But see, the other part
mm-hmm.
too is that's AI. There's a divine intelligence. And see, that's the part of transpersonal psychology. It's ecological psychology. That's the spirit. And the thing that we're looking at, they're trying to destroy and make that without spirit be that which is of the creator. Yeah, man can make all this technology, he can make his bionics, but you're not going to be able to create a soul. Man cannot. He can create all of this technology. He can create all this gene splicing, but he can't create the soul. And so this is the part that I'm able to sit here and say, you know, I still have enough belief system in me to know that we're going to keep existing because there is something greater than man's technology. You know, and the part that really gets me, because you, and I was wondering, was you going to get into it, because you're looking at now the job titles that will be for 2030, alternative vehicle developers, avatar managers, body part makers, climate change reversal specialists, memory augmentation surgeons, nanomedics. These are all jobs that are looking at coming up. Old age wellness managers, consultant specialists, quarantine enforcers. This is what you're talking about, the vaccine and that part. You're talking about jobs that's going to be social network officers, space pilots, orbit tour guides, vertical farmers, virtual clutter organizers, virtual lawyers, virtual teachers, waste data handlers. This is the job market that's going to be in 2030. Are we preparing those children right now to come and look at this type of work that they're going to have to be able to do?
Wow.
To a lot of those titles you said, Kwame, you never even heard of them. Man.
Right, but that's what's coming. Woo. Because that's what is going to be needed to work that society. You're going to need we listen about nano, and they got nanomedics, you know. You got new
nanomedics.
Science ethicists. New, because you were talking about the ethics. Now they got a job title called new science ethicists. Old age wellness manager. That's going to be for my daughter's wellness for her grandson. That's who's going to be. That's they're going to have a job for somebody to manage her old age manager. What are they going to be? Quarantine enforcers. What are they? If you look at Songbird, you know what they are because they're showing you in the movie 2023, COVID-23. You got space pilots. You got Lockheed already has on the drawing board a ship that can get to Europe in an hour. Supersonic ships.
Wow.
Virtual lawyers.
Hey.
Virtual teachers.
It's going to lead to a new type of discrimination because
it's already there.
If I have a child and I'm able to afford to have my child genetically altered to be perfect, let's just say. And now I'm raising my child, and when he gets to a certain age where he's looking at girls, I'm going to be like, bro, you can't be with these chicks that's not perfect like you. You got to be with one of us. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to have perfect children. You know, you don't want to have your children genetically altered. You don't want to marry someone that has perfect genes just like yourself. So you're going to start. Well, yeah, eugenics, which means good genes, EU, good genetics genes. But and that really means us because we have the good genes, right? Just like you melanin means good melanin. You know, they have phenylmelanin, a type of melanin, you know, but white people created the science to in reverse where they say the good genes are their genes. So genetics, eugenics, taken out of colleges, and it's now called on every campus the human genome. So the Human Genome Project is just the eugenics in the modern form. They just call it a different name. Because it's not about the convincing people with the literature or in the future. They have the technology now to just implement it. So that's where they're at. So that's why they're tracking everyone's DNA code, not to find out what part of Africa they come from. They just want your DNA so they can see what genes you have, so they could put you into a database that they already created. You know, and we also have the knowledge that there's somehow the Messiah gene, right? The Black Messiah gene, where, you know, Black people are gonna follow someone. They always end up killing that person, be it Khalid, be it Malcolm, be it Martin. You know, they know how to track that gene right from birth now. You know, a lot of these kids ended up killed, you know, mysteriously kidnapped. We don't know if they kidnapped because they had those good genes. They don't want us to uprise, you know what I'm saying? They could tell right from our genetics who's going to be the leaders, you know, who are people going to follow, because they're going to have the genetic code of all the leaders in the past. So, yeah, it's come to that with this, man. Eugenics, being that it has a negative connotation, they just put it on all the campuses now as the Human Genome Project studies.
But they,
you know, and it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
right.
What you're saying,
hey, y'all,
I'm gonna go ahead
and bring in the next. I'm gonna bring in the next caller real quick. All right, last 4-4-0-0-7. Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
Peace.
Jeez, what's going on? Hello? 4-0-0-7. Yeah, something must have happened. Okay, I'm gonna go on to the next call. I think this is Wes on his next call.
Hey, good show, man. Hey
brother Wes,
Queens,
what's
brother?
Going on?
Hey, I'm still
How you doing tonight,
bro? To do this. Hey, I'm still out here trying to make it, man. But y'all forgot one equation, man. One equation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear Sister Bev's show the other night with that lady that know how to change things around? Okay, people like me and...
No, I didn't listen to that show.
We can,
mm-hmm.
Well, there's a sister that called herself the Sister of Sword. Okay? And she called it casting spells. I call it controlling the matrix. That people like me and her...
Okay.
We can use our thoughts and words and control our matrix, man. Okay, for instance, the other day, I couldn't find my wallet. I took an extra 30 minutes walking around the house to find my wallet. But I found it. I went to the last spot that I had. So, therefore, I was about to be late for work. But I used my powers that I could slow time down, bro. I slowed time down, and I still got to work on time, man. So, the equation is, a lot of people, I'm hoping... By this generation now, that we learn how to do control the matrix. Don't let the matrix control us, man. Them
so
the
you,
ones
right,
that they don't
right.
know how. We got that. Y'all got it too, man. I'm hoping y'all learn how to do this, man. I'm hoping. I want everybody
mm-hmm.
to learn how to do this, where you can control your matrix with your thoughts and your words and whatever. You can do whatever you want to do, man. Okay, that's the equation right there. Once we learn how to use our mind powers like that, bro, and stop arguing with each other, wasting our energy on foolishness, bullshit, arguing with each other, and learn how to control time and your situation, whatever situation you want, whatever you want, whatever you need, you just think about it. Say, I want this right here. I need this right here. It will appear, man. I'm serious, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It works. So I'm hoping once y'all learn how to do that, man, we can get somewhere. That's why, before I leave the earth, and what I really want to get into are telekinesis, where I can start moving objects around, man. That's my next issue, man.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it was a show that came out in, I think in the 80s or early 90s with Lou Gossett Jr., and it was called The Powers of Matthew Stark. It's an old show with Lou Gossett Jr., where he taught this white dude how to move shit around. Yeah, check that show out, man. I didn't think it was nothing when it came on. I ain't pay attention. But I saw some reruns
mm-hmm.
of that, man. Where dude was moving objects around, man, to do what they need to do, man. We can do it, man. We got the powers, man. The most high, especially with that melanin, man. That's why they scared us, man. Okay? I'm telling you, bro. I didn't know
mm-hmm.
I had the power like that. Once I changed my thought pattern and quit arguing with people, wasting my energy, man. I used my energy
right.
to control time. You can control the matrix, man, where you get anything you want, man. All you got to do is think it and say it. I'm looking for this, looking for that. It'll magically appear, man. I'm telling you, bro. Hey, this ain't no joke, man. I'm going to let somebody else talk, man. I love y'all. I'm glad y'all on this show, man. I'm glad it's the right time to be alive, man, to learn your power.
Yes,
man.
It is.
Y'all got it. If I can do it, y'all can do it, too. But what did Yeshua say? The things he did, we can do also, man. Okay? The temple getting rebuilt.
Right.
My man Chuck was talking about some leader. We all leaders, man. Once everybody learn them powers, we got their ass to check, man. I don't even worry about what the enemy doing now, man. I don't even worry about that, man. We got the ass, man.
Thought, word, and action.
Yeah, bro. I think the ass. Remember, the thinking man and the thinking woman always win, man. I think the ass. Now, it took me a while to learn that from my grandfather, man. I thought he was a sellout nigga, man. But he used to work for the Falcons at the University of Georgia, man. Okay, and he'd be laughing, skinny, grinning. He was playing that boo game on them crackers, man. He would take what the enemy did you and you. Take what the enemy give you and you use it to your advantage. You use it against their ass.
Reverse it on them.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, bro.
Anyway, I let somebody else talk, man. I know y'all. I'm going to mute myself, man. Y'all can carry on, man. It's beautiful.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wes.
Peace, Wes.
Yes, sir. Right. Keep learning, man. Y'all can do this, man.
Yes, sir. All right. You still with us, Brother Kwame?
Yeah, I just went on mute, and you know what Brother Thomas was speaking on started back in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, is where they started the Human Genome Project. Now it's controlled by the Department of Energy, because this is where they were experiment with gening, and this is where they were creating the animals there. And so what he's saying is all on point, and because this is a genetic, and this is where they're going, because the coding, and this is where the smartphone is very detrimental in it, because what it's doing is the four parts of the brain in which it's controlling with the dopamine. And this is what's happening with this phone and being able to do what they're doing and maneuvering people the way they want to maneuver. But the key part is the last of the four is dealing with the female, because it deals with her breasts and it deals with her uterus. And those are the places in which life comes through, because a woman is three generations. And so even in the movie Utopia, is and they were talking about it, and they said in the clip, he was saying, I created this virus because I'm looking at destroying three generations. Because if they enhance this virus to where you are already seeing women having problems in their reproductive systems, the thing of it is that that's a way of in a sense genocide. And what they're doing is eliminating what they need to eliminate in order for when they get ready for 2040, 2050, those people will not be, you know, have not produced what they want to, what we could still be producing if we take control of how we do what just Wes said, even overstanding how to control ourselves in the matrix. And this is the challenge, and what we're fighting for is for right now our genetic annihilation. This is what they're looking at.
Wow. Woo-wee. And I know
that's cool, man.
Yeah. So okay, looks like we got another caller. Let me go ahead and bring him in.
Oh, go ahead.
And Thomas, I'm
hey,
I'm
how you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself. I'm not trying to take away from the topic. I just want you to know that great show. Welcome back. I'm happy to hear you back on the air, and I'm enjoying the show, and I'm learning a lot. And hello, Brother Kwame.
Greetings, Sister Antoinette.
So I'm going to be quiet so I can finish listening, but I just wanted to let you know that I am here. And I've been enjoying it.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you, Sinet.
All right. All right. Let me bring in another caller here. Last four, 007. Welcome to the show. 4007?
Yeah, brother. Yes. Yeah, brother. Sorry, I was muted, man. Brother Tariq,
hey, how you doing, bro? All right. Hey,
oh,
brother.
Man, enjoying y'all, man. I'm telling you, so happy to hear y'all again. Yeah. Some of my favorite listeners in my shows, man. For sure. Can you hear me,
brother?
Yeah,
we got you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Because I'm using these earphones that I never used before, so I was just wondering. Yeah, so, when we were talking about all that transhumanism, well, they have been letting us know this now for the last 25 years, y'all. I mean, even before that with the bionic man and woman, right? So, yeah.
Right, $6 million man.
And there's, right, and there's $28 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget. they've been doing stuff and going to do stuff all along. But see, the thing is, as Brother Wesley the General says, this stuff is dead. They can't win. This stuff doesn't work. Like this vaccine that DARPA has put this gel together for and putting in people with that spreading these spike proteins around in the body that the body can't deal with because they're artificial. And therefore, they're going to start spitting them out of the body, transferring them to others. So that's where their contagion is really happening. You see, they've literally created contagion with these spike proteins. So in order to defend yourself, you better have some turpentine, you better have some pine needle oil tea, some dandelion root tea, you better have some of this kind of, yeah, because these are the things that will foil the nanosystems, because you're talking about nanoparticles and nanosystems that they're injecting into people that are literally going to create a disease situation within their body, that their body's thinking it's all escamante, it's all trickery. They've literally got putting something together that tricks the body into believing in things it doesn't understand. So you got a superstitious immune system now, and it ain't working. And so they know that people will be passing on here in the next 6 months to, come November, come Thanksgiving. It's going to be a real Thanksgiving this year. Watch. Because as soon as the weather changes, and of course, here's another little quickie. How is it that on the 20th anniversary to the day of Katrina in Louisiana, Ida flies in the same way? Excuse me, sounds like weather warfare to me.
Right.
And this is HAARP. There's 47 HAARP installations, folks. Come on, let's get with it. They are manipulating the weather. They are getting you to look over there when they're doing something over here. You see,
right.
This is all deception and all misdirection. You know, like we said back last March, that the COVID had nothing to do with no virus. It was all about putting vaccine in you. It was certificate of vaccination IDAI. That's what it was. We said it then. That's what it is now. And, yes, Brother Kwame.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, once again, let me just say this, bro. You always bring it, bro. Every time you step on the air, you bring it. And I just love it, bro. I really do. I'm always anxious to be with you on the air.
Katrina hit in 2005. It was 16 years ago. And what they did with 144 now they have, because they brought in two hurricanes. They had Nora in Mexico and Ida coming in the United States simultaneously.
Ooh, double dose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so chaos comes order, right? Yeah, that's what, no power in all of New Orleans. Uh-huh. the whole city shut down again. I mean, you know, this is unprecedented. And I mean, if people don't see this for themselves, I don't know what to tell you, because this is definitely not some happenstance. This is being done. Come on. So I just say that we need to look forward and prepare ourselves for the worst, because I think that they're preparing a major catastrophic event that's really sending everybody reeling. And you know, I'm not just trying to put doo-doo in the mix, but definitely this is what I see happening. And because the Nazis, when they transferred the Nazis over here in the 1940s, they literally transferred the entire superstructure except for the homeland insecurity. They waited until George Bush Jr. came through. He was the one who fulfilled the 1,000 points of light, or the 1,000-year Reich, is what I find it to be. So yeah, and when you find out these little intricacies, and you start seeing how they manipulate and you know, control everything. This is why the whole thing about full spectrum dominance, that's the end game. You know, they want complete, and that's why you have all this movement towards transhumanism, because that's what they're lining up. That's what has been lining up since 30 years now, however long it's been. So we have to prepare ourselves. We have to get our communities together. We have to come together in 12, 14, 15 people together with who have properties and land, and get together and put together, you know, deep bed gardens got box gardens and start producing food, because already you can see they're trying to starve us out when they're having the farmers to destroy their crops.
Right.
Yeah. So they're paying farmers to destroy their crops.
Jeff Bezos and Gates buying up all the farmland,
yeah.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. For what? Uh-huh. Yeah.
You so, gotta look, right?
Because I know
the generation,
right? Because I
the generation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man.
No, I was gonna say quickly, like the governor here in Illinois about a month ago passed a bill saying that now you have the legal right to grow a farm on your property. And I said, well, what? Why would he institute a bill like that? You know. So
that shows you didn't have it before.
Right, exactly. You know, can't make this stuff up.
But what he did that for is because, remember when the BP oil spill happened down there in the Gulf?
Yes.
Okay, that's when Congress and the Senate passed what they call the Codex Bill. The Codex Bill says is that the FBA controls every farm, any farming done in Turtle Island. And you have to be licensed by the state. I mean, you have to have license coming from the FDA and that, because they were going around shutting down little ma and pa farmers that were growing food and having roadside services that selling food. They were shutting them down and arresting them and fining them. Some of them even was getting jail time. So this is why the state had to step in and say, okay, we got to go again, you know, make our own laws as far as farming, because when they create the smart cities, this is going to be one of the ways in which people, rooftop gardening is farming. This is what they're mm-hmm. doing. And that if you got a building and you can turn around and make a greenhouse on top of your building, then you have to have that food source that you're going to get from there. You have to have license. And so what he's doing is eliminating people. You're going to have to get the license from the state as opposed to having an FDA license.
Control, control. Control, control. That's it. Yeah. And we have all the opportunity now while this stuff is going on to really get out there and do our own thing for our own people and the hell with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh. I got my no Hispanic neighbors having a fiesta next door.
Yeah, I hear the music.
They got a live band.
The vaccinations that we see today, they're not for us.
No.
They might just be water. It's not about vaccinating people. It's about creating the perception for the next generation that there's a disease they could catch and they need to be vaccinated before they're born. You see, that's the transhumanist part of it. So this generation now who are in schools and they've had to take a year off to do virtual learning and had to wear a mask for the years. They were born in 2010, so this is all new to
right.
them. Like, this is their first big event. Do you think that they're going to be against vaccines in the future? Of course not. They saw all these people die. They watched the news. See, that's what it's about, is making the next generation just accept this without putting up any fight, without putting up any resistance. Because we're going to resist it. They know that. We're going to resist it. And what they're going to do is make us look crazy in the news. And all the people that the kids look up to, all the influencers are saying, hey, we're all for vaccination. All the people that are against it, we look like we're the outsiders. We look like the crazy people. So these young kids, why are they like that? You know, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to be around those people who didn't take a vaccination. So that's what they're trying to instill in the kids. So for their kids, they won't think twice about injecting them with anything. You know, and that's
exactly.
And these children are the first. The generation alpha, these are the millennials kids, generation Y. These kids only ate McDonald's. They only know GMO food. So these are essentially that what you eat is what you produce. So your kid is also a GMO kid. They never breathe real air. They never ate real food. Everything has been genetically modified. So, the reaction they're going to have to this any type of vaccination is going to be different than people who still have the genetic makeup of eating real food and was really born in a world where, that when they were made up, it was all organic stuff, not this fake organic stuff. So this is for the future. Well, it's not for the present or the past. It's totally forward thinking. You know what I'm saying? And And it's where they're going, because it's no coming back. The UN already had the green agenda, which said that they were going to make 90% of the world vegan. You're starting to see how. They're buying up all the farmland. They're going to make the meat obsolete. We won't be able to control that. You know what I'm saying? What food you grow, it'll be illegal to grow real food. You got to grow GMO food. The real food might make a GMO person sick. You know what I'm saying? So it's really about the future, not about us right now. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But what we're having right now is Agenda 21. They're already projecting for 30, and they're moving towards 2050 agenda. What we're seeing is that how do we counter this? And this is why, I'm on my way to Colorado to present with substance abuse and talking about the smartphone and this new addiction. But I'm also having to come to Illinois, Derek, and I'll be down there the 26th. And what we're doing is bringing kids from the inner city to camp them out. And then the 8th through the 12th, we're doing a thing at Victory Farms. All of the black farmers over there in Alabama that have land and growing food are having a festival and bringing the youth in to begin teaching, because we even getting the professor that, well, she's retired, taught at Tuskegee, is bringing the college campus, the college students over there. And what they're doing is showing them how they can have their own farm while they're on campus.
Come on with it, brother. Come on with it. That's what the brother's been teaching, bro.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the next caller, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Green. Good, good. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good evening.
Awesome, as usual. Hitting on what
all right.
That we need to hear. And I'm like, man, yes, indeed. This is recolonization with the coloners. Transhuman, yep, the change, the cyborgs, all of that is in full effect. And they're also taking the food. And they got all these underground city bunkers, the actual cities. So most of the food is going there because I believe that, I really think that they're going to go there and cause something catastrophic on the top of the surface, no matter what. It's great that we're learning how to grow and everything. And you're right, the GMO food may need to be grown because we may have people that body may not accept it because of all the vaccine shots and everything that they're getting done. But the transhumanism been started when they started screaming "My Body, My Choice." The LGBTQ community started doing. Then that's where they're altering their bodies. So that's where it started there. Now they got the vax that's going to make the non-vax look stupid now because we're actually saying this is our body and our choice, which it is. But they're they're using that as a weapon. Everything they do, I don't care what it is, what they make up, everything is weaponized. It's used to destroy, period. They like to take stuff and put it out in the open and say, yeah, it's great. We're going to let you go ahead and grow this, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, they're going to find something to use against you growing because you ain't growing right, or you growing too much food, or you're not growing
right.
What we gave you to grow. And now you have to be fined, or you might have to spend a couple of months in jail, or maybe a year, or you might have to pay a $10,000 fine. Ridiculous. Because this is how it's going to go down. They're trying to really and put you in jail. And let's say you're not a jail person. You may not never have been in jail. You in there, you might get sick in jail. Or you might get whatever in jail because they want to play these games. This is all the depopulation. At the same time, they're getting richer. And at the same time, they're locking down their riches. So let's say if you come out and they did do something catastrophic to the world. You come out, you claiming your shit. Everybody going to have their claims. They're going to have this shit going to be organized. They already got the smart cities, and they're going to make it so where the cities won't be touched. Listen, they got so much technology. They got magnetic fields. They done dug up portals. They're so advanced in this. The only part that they have to get in place is the people, because the people is what they need to either slice a bunch off, which they already consecrated in stone and probably did a blood ritual there as well, because everything they do on blood rituals. So all of this massiveness that we see, massive people running to go out of fear to get vaccinated because their mind and went mushy brain, as Hulu would say.
Right.
We're aliens, and we want to make your brain mushy so we can eat it. So blows my mind every time I hear that commercial. I'd be like, really? So they tell you everything in your face what they're doing. Of course, there's ancient of beings. Of course, we're part of ancient beings, so there could be an ancient being that's coming back, because they always keep saying some being is coming back, and they get ready to kill everybody that doesn't have a special whatever, something that they're going to sense that's not going to be their relations or their blood or their children that they left here or whatever, because they done been altered. So either they're going to take, and they probably have people run to the to the underground talking about, oh, you can't get in unless you got your vaccination card, and you took at least about 10 vaccines, and we got that on paper. So that's the only way you're going to get in underground,
right,
because everybody has to be sterilized. They're
right,
going to have
right.
all the DNA that they need. They're going to have all the sperm, all the unvaccinated sperm and the unvaccinated eggs that they need to come back and repopulate. They don't care if it ain't their kid. And then they don't even have to do it in your body anymore because they got these incubators where they can just grow a human right out of that. Or if they decide to do cloning, they don't really like it because cloning don't last long. So they're, you know, reproduction is still good. But they want to monitor it and make the perfect human,
mm-hmm.
wherever this idea is coming from, a perfect human. They want to make this perfect human so that when they repopulate the planet, all is going to be on there is their perfect human. Isn't that Logan's Run? Anybody ever watch Logan's Run?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember Logan's
wow.
Run?
Wow. Yeah, and what year did that movie come out?
That movie is so old, man. Logan's Run. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I see it every day. I see it every day. This is planning out events. In 2012, at the Olympics, they did the ritual with the mage, the puppet mage with the wand in his hand. Then they had the coronavirus, and they had the nurses and doctors and stuff. They had people in this. And where was that at? Was that in China or Korea or somewhere? I know it was in somewhere. And then they had people in hospital beds and stuff. And this was the showing mm-hmm. of 2012, and it's 2021. And it's the same shit
wow.
that they consecrated. They consecrated that shit. They did a ritual to bind it, to create it, to make it come to life. We can make
wow.
anything come to life. Like Brother West said, because they doing it, every time they open up their mouth, they put it together on paper and bind it, and then they bring it out in the light. So when it comes
mm-hmm.
into the light, nobody going to pay attention to that shit. In 2012, nobody paid attention. They was like, oh,
right.
shit, this is different. Wow, what this mean? Nobody knew that it meant that that it was leading into this virus thing, that this was all set up, planned event, period. So that they can test
and
get,
and guess what? Guess what, y'all? If y'all add up the numbers, 2012, you get a 5. And guess what? We're in the 5 right now. So that's not a coincidence. I'm going to go ahead and bring the next caller in, y'all.
All right.
Last caller, 2045. Welcome to the show.
Peace and love, family.
Peace and love. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How you?
All right, I'm great. Hey, no complaints.
Yeah, it didn't do no good. With peace, top brother Thomas and
hey,
family.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yo, what's up, man? It's my man, not a good friend, man. What's going on with you, bud? Trying to get it together, man. It's been a rough year. Rough 2 years, honestly. But
welcome to
the
club,
know. Yeah, I know, right? I was wondering if anybody in the family has studied or how they passed that the minor's consent, that vaccination amendment. Remember? Yeah, I think it's
mm-hmm.
DC law 23-193. It's called the Minor Consent for Vaccination Amendment Act of 2020. And what this does is gives a child at the age of 11 or older the right to consent to a vaccination with
mm-hmm.
or without the parents' knowledge or consent. And so I was wondering if anybody in the family, because the people, they raising hell about that, but basically it's saying that your child could be in school, and the nurse could be like, hey, come here, little Billy. Come here right quick. Here, take this. You're going to get dirty out there on the playground. Here, you want to take it? Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Here, sign this. And if there's an adverse or even fatal effect to that said vaccination, they're not liable because that 11-year-old.
Right, so that means you can't sue.
Yes, wow. They're not liable because that 11-year-old child gave consent to take the shot. Now, I was just wondering if anybody around the family, if they're hearing anything about that in their state, their perspective, territories, and why is not everybody up in arms for real, for real? That's like the same thing with mm-hmm. the teaching of the homosexuality and things like that in school. I just was wondering if anybody around the country.
Remember, Mel.
I'm going to mute my line. Love you, bro.
Peace.
Yeah.
No,
I love you, brother.
Thanks a lot, DC, bro. DC is not a state. So the federal government makes all the decisions for that territory. So that's why they have a mandate, because they don't have a governor to make the decision for them. Whatever Biden says, they have to do. If you get locked up in D.C., you end up in federal prison. You don't go to regular state prison. You know, you end up in the Fed.
Right, right.
So it's a total different.
Right.
Yeah, it's a total different way that they push it there. So that's why they're able to get it pushed through there, because they're under the jurisdiction of the president, and the president made all the U.S. federal employees have to take the shot. So therefore, all the people in D.C., since it's a corporation that live there, are federal employees. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why they have to take it. Also, the mindset, and this goes to the other brother who spoke earlier, the mindset of buying land and growing food as a solution to this technocracy and scientocracy is outdated. Is buying up the land. You ain't gonna have land to buy. That might have worked in the 50s or 60s, probably the 70s. But once this new reset is in full effect, there won't be any ownership. It'll be a shared economy. Look up shared economy. Zipcar, Uber, Lyft. That's a shared economy. You're sharing your car. You're sharing your rides. You know, no one owns you. One person owns the car and everybody uses it. You see. City bikes. You see all these city bikes everywhere. I know we got in New York, you got the city scooters, you got the electric scooters, all this stuff.
Right.
People share it.
And here in Chicago, they call them Divvy bikes.
They're everywhere, bro. So they just share the bike. No one owns a bike anymore. They share it. Airbnb. This is why all these people are buying up properties, but they're not selling them. They're just renting them out. Essentially going to just be renting them out weekly. They just put some furniture in there and rent it out weekly. You'll never own your house. You're just going to be a constant renter. Everyone shares. And they set this whole generation up to believe in the shared economy, to believe that this is the future. They don't want to own. This is back to the stream. And they stream everything. They don't own nothing. They don't want to own the physical thing. They don't want to own the physical property. They want to just be able to use it when they want to use it and leave it when they're not. So it's not going to be the mindset of ownership is our generation. This isn't the future. You know what I'm saying? So
everything's
going to
be
disposable.
Can I jump in one more time, please? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
I was just saying because when we had the discussion about land with Ramon, he bought unincorporated land. It's how you buy the land. And if you buying it in corporation in townships and counties, then that's becoming obsolete. But if you still can find land in unincorporated areas, then there's that's a different way at it. What the brother was Vanell was is that what you just talking about the generations that's coming. If you look at once upon a time, a generation was 20 to 30 years. Now a generation is only 14. So that child at 11 to 14 is now considered adult, because when you go before a court, you can try a child as an adult. So this is where they're using that law at.
Okay, Brother Tariq, my question is, how can you enter a contract, a legally binding contract with an 11-year-old child? That goes against, I mean, that's so deep. Like, I don't understand how that's so blatant for them to even say that. And they have to enter a contract because they have to do something. They have to sign, give some type of consent. It's actually in the bill. If they give consent, they're entering a contract. So if this shot kills them, the family can't get recourse or remedy because the said child entered a contract.
If you go back to these children's parents, right, today, 14, 15, yeah, generation X or Y, your parents. So we grew up, well, especially the older ones of us, we grew up watching television where the kids, we called it kid TV. We watch all these shows. The parents had no authority. The kids ran everything. Sometimes the show didn't have a parent there at all. The kids made all the decisions on their own. And that is instilled in their parents. So to their parents, their kids can make decisions on their own too. They don't have any problem with it. This is why the generational thing is so important, because we see it as a problem because we're older. They come from a generation where they just watch television. They watch iCarly. The brother, a few years older than her, was the adult. They watched all those shows with no adult supervision. Kids could do whatever they want to do, have as much fun. The parents was looked at as the enemy. So now that they have kids, they raise their kids according to how they watch television. They don't reprimand them. They don't stop them from doing things. They let the kid, which one do you want, Johnny? You want this one or that one? The kids make the decisions for the parents. And they've been taught to do that through the television program.
So are you saying, Thomas, that this is a prelude to an 11-year-old child being able to give consent to oral sex or anal sex or whatever the case may be? I mean, is this a point?
Well, hell,
that's
already being taught in schools anyway. Yeah.
I worked at the world's largest accounting firm, and every few months I would deliver these books to all these partners called NAMBA, the National Association of Boy, Male, Love. So, yeah, that's what they've been pushing all the time, man. Is to give the kids consent. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole play. That's why you see in the R. Kelly trial and all this stuff is playing out to be a debate, to be debatable, you know, to bring it to the forefront so people can start having questions about it. You know, and, that's their end goal. If not these very rich white men, for all those years I worked there, wouldn't be receiving these magazines. And with that magazine, you got to leave these huge donations of like $30,000. They've been paying for it. They want little boys. They go all the way to Thailand to get them now. They would love to just have them in America.
I don't know if this might sound foolish, Thomas, but that NAMBLA is just a private organization, which so is the government. I understand that. But this is giving legal consent. That's different. Legal consent? That's crazy. That's just
and it's
unbelievable.
Like but it's the component that Thomas was speaking about earlier, the parents. They're bypassing the parents now. But the thing is, with these kids now, when they're coming after their children, it's kind of like, this is just my take, but the parents got to start speaking up and stopping this shit. If the parents are not saying anything, I mean, anything is a go now. You know, especially going back what we deal with now with the mandating the mask and stuff, because it's a lot of parents here, a lot of them starting to speak out, but then you got a lot of them, it's like, okay, my child got to go to school. They're not fighting back. They're putting the mask on them, just sending them to school, going about their business. So the parents got to stand up in cases like this. If they don't, I mean, it's a wrap.
The program not to stand up, to accept it, y'all. That's the problem.
That's the generation. There you go. Right. Right.
And they don't listen to the grandparents. I know the grandparents are like, don't do that. Don't make that decision. But they're not going to listen. You know what I'm saying? They cause that division between the two, you know? So, yeah, it's going to be it's messed up, though.
Yes, sir.
And I was going to share with him, he can go on CDC because they just updated their file on K-12. And schooling and what all the government is requiring, because even when your child comes to school, you have to have a shot card in order for them to register your child into a public school.
Right.
Get a yellow card.
Yeah.
Right. And so what they're doing now, they've just only stepped up and said, okay, now we giving the child, we're taking consent that we have control to give your child this shot, even if it's not under contract, because you allowed them to be a part of public school. Public school has ownership of your child.
When you show up with that shot card, you basically making them the executor of your of your child's estate, basically the trustee, I should say.
Right. When you turn your child over to public school, you're turning it over to the state.
So that still goes back to my original question. How can the state enter? So who's entering the contract? So now the actual state or the school board of the state is actually the legal guardian while in your care or period?
Right. But
while they're in that
school, when that child enters the school is responsible for your child when it gets on the bus and goes and deliver it to school. When it steps into that on that school property, who's responsible for your child? You are the school.
But that does not give them the legal right to enter a contract with my adolescent child. Well,
having a contract with the child. They're taking contract in that they're having to be safe, and your child is part of their care. So what are they doing? If your child doesn't have chickenpox, measles, vaccination, you can't get until that shot card is up to date.
Right.
Yeah. Well, loopholes. They slick as snot, ain't they? Boy.
Yeah, but that's why people are going to homeschooling, Catholic, charter schools, and Montessori school, because you still have more rights of your child than you do when you go to a public school.
The charter schools are public schools, though.
I'm not going to argue.
They get funded by the state. They don't get as much money, and they're able to do other things, but they have to follow the state mandate.
Now, okay, Mel, I'll show you something with that is. You want to keep your child at home, and you decide to say, okay, well, I don't want him wearing a mask, so I'm going to keep him at home. He's registered with the school. Guess who's going to come knock on your door?
Uh-oh.
They're training the truancy officers to be COVID police now over here. So, yeah, it's going to be the state. And they could take your kid if you don't. Yeah, so, yeah. You signed away the rights to your kid at the state when you signed the birth certificate. You know what I'm saying? That ends all of that. You know what I'm saying? You signed away your rights to the kid with the state. If the female signed the birth certificate, if the man is the only name on the birth certificate, you still own your kids. If the female signs it, she signs as informant. She's informing the state that, yo, I got a new product for you. This is it. It's the name. This is the number. Give it a number so you can mark it in your books. You know, it's totally different when the father has the only name on the birth certificate, because this is a patriarchal country. The father has the ultimate rights. The state takes the rights away from the women. They can't take it away from the men. It's against the law.
Hey,
right.
Thomas, remember just last week, I sent y'all an article about the girl right here in Chicago. Her and her husband were divorced, but they had joint custody of their child. But what happened, the mother ended up losing the joint custody of her child because she wasn't vaccinated. And then the father's lawyer actually agreed with it. But what happened now, I think it's somebody, it went back to court again, but the judge actually recused himself from it now. But, yeah, initially she lost her parental right because she wasn't vaccinated. So, I mean, it's like, wow. You don't even you don't even have say-so or your children anymore. This is how crazy this shit is.
So was it a mandatory? I mean, was I didn't know any state passed any mandatory vaccination law. So how was that a deciding factor in the case?
Yeah, and so did Chicago. Yeah, and Chicago.
All kids that go to school got to be vaccinated.
No, I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about, oh, I thought you said because the mother wasn't vaccinated. Oh, so the child wasn't vaccinated.
Well, no, the mother wasn't vaccinated. And what happened now, trying to sell stuff to your kid, even with the city employees now they're being mandated to get vaccinated or they might lose their job.
That's kind of different. I don't see how that would bear anything in a family court. Like, why would the father get sole custody of a child because the mother chose to not be vaccinated? That's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
did
you
sue them for that?
No, what they're gonna say is it's child endangerment.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Wow, unbelievable.
I don't know if she had a lawyer and anything, but I know the father had a lawyer. But even with the father lawyer said, he kind of said it was wrong, but then he agreed with the whole COVID shot situation. It's like, wow. So it's, I don't know, man.
Whew. But this is the way that they get the children programmed, because what they're doing now is what Thomas is saying, is that that child is used to seeing government controlling their lives. That's the way they're training the mind of that child in school: a mask, distance, a shot.
Mm-hmm.
We came up a different era. Okay, yeah, you back in my day, polio shot, you got to have a measles shot, you got to have that shot to go to school. And what does a child want
to
do?
And they'll talk about
they
the shots we had when we was in the military. In my era, doing Operation Iraqi Freedom and stuff, like first and second groups that went over there, we had to take them goddamn anthrax shots, and they discontinued those. And so it's like now what the VA is starting to recognize now that, like, a lot of people initially who took those shots, if you file a claim, they're actually saying now if you file a claim, you can get your disability, saying, knowing that there's a mitten that is something in those shots that messing up these soldiers that was over there. And they are openly admitting it. But a damn check is not going to make you any better or cure whatever it is those shots did to you, you know?
But it also messed with the children that was born from those soldiers that took that shot. That's
right.
What they
right.
Really had
right.
To say.
And
the, your children
and
coming
Vietnam.
From, right. Agent Orange. Right. And so that whole thing is that just like a lot of the brothers came back from over there when they were using depleted uranium, and they were infected by the depleted uranium, and then they had a whole areas that they were bombing using that depleted uranium, that the children, the government, the country was suing United States because they can't use that land, and their children are coming out all kind of deformities. They had a big thing.
Yeah.
On that.
Wow.
Yeah, the depleted uranium is what caused the Somalian pirates, because they were dumping all the depleted uranium around the waters in their water fishing area. And it killed all the fish off, so they were going further out and further out to get food. And they realized, yo, this is the cause of this is because these Western countries is dumping this stuff. So they started hijacking the boats of the Western country people. You know, once they see a British, American, French flag, they go and hijack the boat because y'all killing our fish. You know what I'm saying? They were doing it in retaliation. It wasn't because they were just some evil pirates. You know what I'm saying? How they tried to depict them to be. You killed off their fish supply, so they going out 30, 50 miles further to catch fish they normally would catch right off their coast. And because of this, they're out now with these big vessels, just riding past them with a U.S. flag, acting like they didn't do this to them. So let's hijack these vessels and get some money for them, you know, and that's what started happening. That's why they did is that depleted uranium. And the same thing is happening in Fukushima. That's not depleted uranium. That's live uranium that they're just pouring all that ocean water on to keep cool. And that water goes right back into the ocean, killing all the fish. It killed all the sharks over there. They don't even got sharks in the Pacific Ocean that many anymore.
But
that's why they have so many octopus floating everywhere, because the sharks aren't there to eat them.
Yeah, but you can go right here, on Turtle Island, because you go right there at the Grand Canyon. They got a land that the Hopi is on, because we 1009 is called the Land of the Forgotten People. That's where they took the uranium from the mines there on those indigenous reservations and used it to make the H-bombs. And the land is still not usable. They got millions of acres almost that they can't use because the mining, what they did there, poisoned the land.
Yes, for they got an island in the Pacific Ocean. It's called Bikini Island, I think. This is where the word bikini comes from. The two-piece bikini that, they used this island as a marketing tool. But what the island was a place that the United States tested all their nuclear weapons on. So now these people, they had to move all these people to the neighboring islands because they totally killed every living thing on their island. All the soil was eroded. And these people have all these deformities. And they sued the United States so many times and got a very little bit each time, you know. And they jerking them. But this whole generation of people were killed, you know, off or have these deformities which they pass down to the next generation because the radiation deformities are they're going to last forever. You pass it down. And these kids are all born messed up. They all look like black Chinese people. You know what I'm saying? Chinese people with nasty hair, dark skin, you know, probably by Samoa, Midland Islands in that way. And what the United States does now on that island, that's where they control their nuclear defense system. So anything that flies from China that goes over this island, this automated missile system just shoots it down. And they've been testing it and stuff, and the people are saying, y'all, the testing is causing a lot of stuff on the neighboring islands, but, you know, the U.S. don't care. They're going to do what they do. But, yeah, the uranium, the radiation, all of that stuff is dead serious. This is why they can't just put people on a spaceship and fly through the radiation belt. You know, that's a lie.
Right.
Anyone trying to tell you that, it rips all the paint off of cars. Like, they put a Tesla car in the spaceship he sent into Mars. And while it went through the radiation belt, the car has nothing left. It's just the raw aluminum siding, you know, the aluminum frame is all that's left on the car. The radiation ate through all the leather, ate through all the foam, all of the wiring, all the tubes, all the plastic in the car, all that's gone, even the batteries. The radiation ate through the car. So you can see the picture of it.
Wow.
Even ate the doors off the car. And that spaceship is got what we put that Mars helicopter there and all that stuff that they got up there now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it has to be made out of certain materials, mostly graphene. And we're hearing a lot about graphene these days. That's the only material that's going to be able to take that radiation belt. And anytime they start talking about space exploration, keep in mind that ain't going to be people. That's going to be robots going up there because they can take that radiation. People can't. The only way they can put a people through there is they're going to have to put people in a graphene box, put them to sleep for days or months, you know, go through that radiation belt and then wake them up. You know, you see that in a lot of movies, too, where they just did some type of capsule and they wake up in the middle of space. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to be able to go through that radiation belt.
But the other thing that we don't seem to understand, too, is that when we fly a plane, because most stewards and pilots have to wear a radiation meter just like an X-ray technician, because they can only make so many flights if they're flying during the daytime because of the radiation that comes from the sun that goes into that plane. And they don't tell people that they're being exposed to it.
Wow.
That grappling, Brother Thomas, which, no, I was just going to ask you quickly, now that grappling you were talking about, is this the same grappling we talking about they putting in these damn vaccines?
same grappling, brother.
Wow.
And it has a six-sided sheet.
What people volunteering to kill themselves.
That grows in the earth.
What's that, bro?
Graphene is
clear quartz crystals. They're six-sided.
Mm-hmm.
The graphene is the portal that we're going to use to go to the sixth dimension. That's why it has six sides. That's why the bees disappear. They go in that honeycomb and they disappear and then they come back. They go into a whole other dimension, going into that six-sided comb. You know, so the graphene mm-hmm. looks like a honeycomb. You know, it just looks like a bunch of cones, like six-sided cones all fitted perfectly together with each other. You know what I'm saying? And the sixth dimension is out of space,
man.
So that, you know, it's right on point. They're going to need to make a whole ship out of graphene to put people on it. And I don't know if they can do that. You know, that will be how we get to the sixth dimension. So we'll see when we get past this fourth dimension. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, they got a way of going about things. You can kind of see where they're going next when you see where they left off at one dimension of their technology. Like, they on the third dimension of the SpaceX technology. So you could kind of say, okay, if they can get it to do this, what's going to be the next dimension? Where are they going with the next generation, I should say, not dimension? Because they're on the third generation of SpaceX technology. So you could kind of see where the fourth
mm-hmm.
generation is going to go, fifth generation, sixth generation, if you kind of could study where they at right now with what they could do.
But wasn't that the thing that the brother used, what he created in the movie Core, when they had to go into inner Earth, and he created a ship that he made, I think it was graphene, that would not, it could take the heat from the Earth, being able that they had to go into the core of the Earth to go through the lava and travel into inner Earth?
Yeah, I don't remember that movie too well, brother. But I did see it, but I don't remember the details of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another movie where it's a Total Recall, where they go like from China to London, like it's like a train that just goes straight through the middle of the Earth and brings you up on the other side. It's one of those remake Schwarzenegger Stallone movies that came out a few years ago, where the guy like lived in America
uh-huh.
and he could just jump on the train and go to work in China. And then come back, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And when you went through the center of the Earth, you could see the heat. Like, they were going through that heated belt that spaceships go to as they enter back on the Earth. You know what I'm saying? Do we have
mm-hmm.
any more calls, D?
Let's see. No, that's it, bro. So we got about 12 minutes left. Any final thoughts from the panel tonight?
Thank you for letting me speak. Have a good night tonight.
Peace, sister.
Hey, you too, sister. Yeah, thanks a lot
for
calling in.
I would just ask the family, start watching Space Weather and start looking up astrobiology, because that's what they're working too with, is that the alignments and the energy that's coming from above is how they're enhancing, like the sister was saying about the ritual. That they align
mm-hmm.
with certain alignments that the constellations are and the sun and moon, they do their ritual to create their spell, because they know the energy gives that more power to that spell. That's why the declaration was signed, and that's why it still has its power, because it was signed with the rising of Sirius.
Wow.
Absolutely, man. You had show say, Mel?
Oh, yeah, man. When you were talking about
mm-hmm.
the shape of the molecule, I guess, of graphene and how the honeycomb shape,
mm-hmm.
I have not seen this many honeybees in 7 years, 8 years, bro. They everywhere out here, man. They everywhere. The honeybees, mm-hmm. the regular little honeybees. Now, them wasps, they still here, too. I don't mess with them, but I'm not even scared of the honeybees anymore. Like, yo, hey, fellas, what's up? Get what you want. Get what you need. You know? I'm for
get
real,
that
man.
Poly,
I
man.
This
yeah.
yeah, eat, right. babies, eat. We need y'all. But it was. I just wanted, when you were saying the shape and the honeycomb, that's what made me just think. I've never seen this many bees in years out here, man. So that's all I wanted, man. Good show. Peace and love to y'all, yo.
Peace and love. Thanks for calling
and,
in, bro.
The
yes,
episode
sir.
Of Black Mirror where they bought the fake honeybees. And
nah,
fake honeybees.
No they the real
yeah,
deal.
They
I can see them. I can see them carrying them little piling up under their legs and everything. They the real deal, yo. They ain't the clones. They ain't the drones.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they go? You say they've been to another dimension? They just came back? It's kind of what you said. All right, man. Peace and love.
Hey, brother Thomas, you're breaking up real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. Can you hear me better now?
Okay. Yep, loud and clear.
Yeah, the honeybees in the show, all of them died. So in order to keep pollinated, they entered all these fake honeybees to fly around. And these fake honeybees was flying around, just going to plants, taking the pollen, dropping it off at other places where it was supposed to. Like they were trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
And someone hacked into the system and they made a algorithm where they would say, if you hate, name the person that you hate the most. So, you know, it's all social media driven. You know, Kanye said something no one liked. Today he's at the top of the list, let's just say. Everyone hates Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
By the next day, but in 24 hours, the bees go and kill whoever's the person they hate the most. So people start realizing that this is what's happening. So they start sending, like, who they hate the most to, you know, everyone that they hate. Their classmate, their teacher, their mother, everyone. You know, they put a number on this
mm-hmm.
list. And every day at the end of the day, the person who had the most people say they hated them the most, they goes and kills them. So it went and killed the dude who was, it was like Puff Daddy or 50 Cent, a rapper. You know, he did something to a
mm-hmm.
little kid. You know, said you can't dance like me, and everyone hated him on the internet. And then the bees went up into his nose and exploded and shit. You know, like that's how it was happening.
Wow.
So the final
killer
bees. The final part of it was the dude ran the algorithm where everyone who put anyone on the list is the bees is going to go after them. So now people are dying by the millions, you know what I'm saying? Because these bees are just killing everybody that put someone on the list. You get what I'm saying? And now they're trying to figure out how to
right.
Help, you know, so, yeah, that's how that went. And, you know, that's the artificial bees. They're working on those. But I'm glad Mel said the real bees are still here. So that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Wow.
But peace to everybody, yeah. man. Yo, Mel, go check out that Sufiana video. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think about that, man. It's where hip-hop
which one?
Is going. Her name's Sufiana.
Oh, yeah, I already know what she that's horrible. That's pretty bad. But, yeah,
you know, it wasn't
breaking
bad.
That down like that, brother.
Oh, no doubt, man. And,
y'all doing
I
this next week,
peace
too?
To the family. I don't know about next week, man. I'll talk to Brother D offline, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had the topic on generations because I see where we're going and just talking to my kids and the kids in my neighborhood, and I'm asking questions to see where their mindset is. And I'm seeing that these kids today, they don't have the rebellious nature we had. We wanted to rebel against
right.
everything, you know. We took off suits and ties and put on jeans and shirts. Like, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We were the rebellious type, and these kids are the opposite. They want to be cool. And whatever the cool people are doing on social media, they want to emulate. And that's like, wow. You know, down to the 7-year-olds, to the 25-year-old kids, you know what I'm saying? It's the same mindset.
Wow.
All right, y'all. Oh, Brother Thomas, I appreciate you. Brother Kwame, everybody that called in tonight. First show of the year, so we're going to go ahead and try. We're going to keep this going because, like I said, the information has to be put out here. So with that being said, I'm your host, Brother D. This is Boogie Nights in the Basement Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next show. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace.